Howdy, folks. Widget Walls from NeedCoffee.com here. Listen, thanks for downloading your Weekend Justice. This podcast and all of the content on Need Coffee is made possible by financial support from listeners like yourself. Now, here's something to think about. Your typical iTunes or Amazon MP3 download is 99 cents, and songs run, what, 2-3 minutes, in some cases 7 or 8 minutes. It's a song, right? Weekend Justice, however, sometimes goes as long as 3 hours. God help us all. But all we're asking for is still 99 cents. And if every listener to Weekend Justice gave us 99 cents a week, would we be rich? Well, no, but we would be a lot more secure when it comes to being able to pay for the costs of the site. So go to needcoffee.com/support and see about setting up an easy ongoing micropayment for just 99 cents an episode. You'll be glad you did. Not half as glad as we will be, mind you, but that only makes sense. And now, enjoy the show. Bye!
Is what I need now. I think my microphone's backwards. Hello.
Hello.
Do I sound weird or?
You always sound weird.
That's not nice at all. I was actually referring to my microphone because I'm not sure if I have it.
You sound backwards. A wee bit muffled, but on a whole, you sound okay.
Does this sound better?
Yes.
Oh, better. Okay.
But still weird.
Hey, I'm a person. I have feelings too.
I know, and you're a better person for that. If that makes any sense.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. We love you just the same, John. Really. So what's going on?
Why don't you play draw something?
Oh, that thing. What is it on? What is that?
Well, it's on the iPad. It's on the iPhone. It's on the.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere you want to be.
Oh, it's called draw something. I've heard of this.
This would be right up your alley.
I know, but you know, I'm really slack. As you notice, I don't really do Facebook as much.
I don't do Facebook either. I just play games. Not on Facebook. Not even on Facebook. I play it like on my thing. I play with my thing.
Okay. I stay up to date on Twitter.
I use the app. I use the app, not the
All right, there's an app. All right, I'm going to the app store and it's called
I just walked in on John playing with himself and then hearing there's an app for that.
Yes, there's an app for everything, don't you know?
Oh my God, you know there's a zombie app. How to Survive the Zombie Apocalypse app.
Yeah, there's a there's one that I think I told you about this on the Help Me Rocks. I'm not sure if it was part of the recording or not, but there's a app that also helps you run.
Yes.
By your phone going off with the sounds of zombies approaching.
All right, is this called Draw Something Free?
Yeah, probably. Unless you want to pay for it. Then it's draw something.
No, I don't.
Cash.
Oh, there's a lizard in my house. Hey, little lizard. He's on my desk. Little lizard, you need to go outside. The food is outside. Trust me. I should know. Go on. There you go. Bye-bye.
Was that the lizard knocking?
Yes, yeah, man. They get big in here.
Fucking hell.
They're like iguanas.
Hi, Serv.
Hey.
All right, so I'm downloading this game, and I've heard.
Wait. So, John, let me get this straight. You're trying to get rocks on draw something?
Yeah.
Yes.
You sound so thrilled, rocks.
I don't. I'm horrible. It's like I don't even do words with friends. I play Scrabble once in a while, so.
I understand. Serv, you know what? It's a good thing you're here because there's something that I really needed to get off my chest, and that's this.
And it's an iguana, and it's really heavy.
Just opening a bottle of Six Glass.
What? Again? How many Six Glasses do you have? Like 8?
I got
some. That'd be 48 glasses.
And mine was free. I got free beer from my brother-in-law. Yes, it is. It's my brother-in-law. He came up with this label. It's Birra Casa Carbone. And it's the Spring Pale Ale. I got batch number 2. and from this really bad label, it says Il Bevitore Felici.
Sound it out.
It's Italian, man. Let me see. I need to put my glasses on. That's sad. Yeah, Il Bevitore Felici. F-E-L-I-C-E. Felice.
I'm having that banana bread beer that you wouldn't let me have the other day.
It's for lice? What?
Yeah, it's for lice. Felice.
Oh, hey.
He didn't like my name Asphalt for his dark porter.
How many S's were in it?
And why was it its fault?
Oh, because it actually had a nice dark color to it. I'm like, ooh, call it Asphalt.
Hello.
All right, I just poured it. It's a nice color. It's not
Holy
very
crap.
Blonde.
That really is Tuffly.
Yeah, it is.
Is it really? Oh my gosh, hey Tuffly.
Yes, it's me, I think. Yes. Hi.
This is good. My brother-in-law's like becoming the homebrewer person.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might want to add a few words to that. Brewer. My brother's becoming the homebrew.
It's nice. It's got a honey look to it. It's kind of... Oh, that's what he told me. Ah, shit. I think I just ruined it.
What, like drinking it? What?
No. He said something about the sediment. And I think I just poured the sediment into it. Because it went from a nice... honey look to a dark, darkishy color. So I guess I got sediment. So I'll let it like drop down.
You know what that drink's called? Look, but you can't touch.
It's got a name. It's the Pale Ale Spring or whatever. But from the taste, it's pretty good. It's good.
I'm a little leery of any beer that has sediment in it.
A lot of beer have.
Lovely. All right.
Yeah.
My God. Did Kim kick you out and you're actually having to report out the port?
And no, I'm actually on the iPod.
You're on an iPod?
Yeah, I'm calling from an iPod.
An iPod?
Exactly.
Yeah. Which one?
I got a fourth gen, so it's got a mic on it.
So you're on an iTouch?
Yeah, I'm on an iPod Touch.
Oh, okay. Really? You sound pretty good for that.
I was wondering.
So do you have headphones on?
Yeah, I got earphones on, yeah.
Oh, okay. The mic's pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
She didn't mean you.
Oh.
John, just because you sound weird... Anyway, Tuffly sounds good. No, you recorded some stuff for Dragon Con, and it sounded really good. I've used the microphone, too, for the iTouch as well.
Yeah, that's actually, that's my older iPod now. Mm-hmm. But I've got a, because I tried to find a field mic for this one that I just got, but I couldn't, they don't have the ones with the digital out yet. Because these are only, the fourth gen has digital out only. And the older one has analog out, so the mic will still work on
that one. Yeah, they do.
The mic will still work on that one, so. Okay.
Cool. Sounds good.
But yeah, I was just kind of playing around.
Actually, it sounds good because you're on Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I'm on Wi-Fi, yeah.
So your connection must be really good at your house.
For once.
Oh, okay. Before Kim gets on to play
Kim
game.
Gets on.
Rox, what's actually happening is that he was trying this out, and he dialed us by accident. He didn't mean to come up on the podcast.
Yeah.
It's a little awkward.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. But I'm here. So hi. Hello. So I haven't been on for a few weeks. What have I missed?
Well?
Because I was going to say, you don't actually expect me to listen to the shows I'm on, right?
You were on last week. We just had to cut you out, which we're sorry about.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yes, my satellite uplink that I wasn't aware of had
some technical difficulties is all.
Well, you're frequently on. It's just you always say the same line.
I do, and it's fine.
If
that's what gets the money in, I'm good for that. Just pay me.
Right.
Check, please. Catchphrase said, that's a check. Thank you.
God. Tuffley, what's been happening with you that you have been away for so long, making us miss you so?
There have been hockey games like every Tuesday night. I know.
I'm actually wondering why you're not. Is there no games?
The playoffs start tomorrow night.
Oh, okay. I thought they start tonight.
No. Yeah,
regular season's over. Playoffs start tomorrow night. So in the future, the listeners in the future can tell me how the Philadelphia Pittsburgh game went. And whether they fought multiple times.
That's probably likely.
Yes.
And I'm going to make a prediction that...
You can't predict another Crosby concussion. That's going to happen. That's a given.
Pittsburgh wins.
Okay.
Who's in, anyway? Is Detroit in?
Not the Lightning.
I said
no. Stamkos, though, Stamkos got 60.
Right. Interesting.
Against Winnipeg.
You know, when I was looking at it, we actually had more. It's all freaking Rolston's fault. Rolston. I always forget if it's a T. Anyway. Because I have like two guys at my work. One's named Ralston. Another name's Rolston. And then there's a goalie. We outscored. Half of the you had more goals for than half of the people that are in the playoffs.
Yep.
I'm like, of course we had more goals against than, and that's usually how it works.
Although I'll point out the last time that happened, it was Ovechkin, and when he did it, the Capitals sucked. So it must mean if your team sucks, then the guy who scores has a better chance of getting more goals.
That's right. That's
I don't understand how that works.
Well. I don't know how it's going to turn into HockeyCast all of a sudden, but
it turns into HockeyCast.
I don't even know that the offense wasn't horrible. I mean, you've got some really star quality people on that. It's just the goaltending was horrid, and I guess suppose guilty by association, the defense as well.
And I have to say, to be honest, for that Tampa Bay win that Stamkos got the 60th goal on, it was like the Winnipeg season in microcosm. Mm. Starts off really slow, gets a few quick points, can't hold on to it. And that was the entire season.
Mm-hmm. And this has been HockeyCast. Tune in next week for...
Thank you very much. I don't
we discuss who is the best player in hockey.
I look at it this way. Every so often, if you guys want to talk about sports, that's just like the rest of us discussing Doctor Who with John around.
Hey, let's talk college football next.
Go Rangers.
Go Noles.
John, I sent you a drawing.
A drawing? Was it a picture book? Was it from your picture book or picture page?
I don't know. It's that free draw friends whatever thing.
Oh, you mean draw something?
Something draw!
He lured me into this. It's John's fault. I was going to stay away because, you know, as an artist, I should be paid for my work.
I'm not laughing. Hang on. I'm not laughing at the idea of you getting paid. I'm just laughing at the idea of, well, you know what? If you want to play rocks, buy fucking Draw Something Premium or fuck off.
Actually, I'm thinking could rig a way for people to subscribe to play a game with one certain person.
Oh my God. Yeah.
The way is that you set up a PayPal account. And then you say, "Here, give a 99 cents to play with Widge."
Okay,
that sounds naughty.
You need to go. You need to go. You're all just people get off the table. Oh my god!
Although depending on who you're wanting to pay to play draw something, you may have to wait like Rob Liefeld or something.
Yeah,
it takes 3 years to get a drawing out. It'll have pouches.
I'm so confused. What are these? Are these feet? I don't know.
Todd McFarlane. Oh god, it's something with a cape already. Go.
And that has been Random Appcast.
Random Appcast.
I don't know.
Not to be confused with Outcast. That's different.
I was just waiting to see how long that would go.
Yeah. That's why you missed me. For shit
think
like
it's
that.
Going because of...
Oh, we're just disappearing.
He went to go buy that app.
He's mouth farting.
That was me. Gone again.
All right. So does this game for you into buying other
crap? I'm the luckiest person in the whole world.
Although I kind of feel like buying a Pink Floyd album now.
What in the hell?
Sound good to me.
There, I drew something. Done.
Aw, that's just normal.
I know. I draw all the time.
Picture pages. Nobody remembers picture pages.
I do. Okay. I remember that.
You were dating Captain Kangaroo at the time, weren't you, Rox?
Don't tell Mr. Moose.
There's a non-disclosure agreement pending on that.
There is.
Tell him it's Bob.
Ugh. You know this banana beer bread? The banana beer bread. Banana bread beer.
Yeah.
Banana beer bread. Banana beer bread sounds good. Banana bread beer is not nearly as good as it was when I went and had taste before. It's like it's flat. I'm looking for the produce.
Oh, my. Okay. So this lizard, it will not leave my table.
There's a lizard on your table?
Yes. I keep chasing it away. It wants this beer, I think. Go on.
Well,
go on.
Now, you know, it's funny you mentioned banana bread beer because I went back to the home country, Tuffley, and I did my reading in Huntsville.
Our home. Yeah. And you have everything attached, all the fingers and everything?
Yes, I got back across the border. And
congratulations.
Thank you. One of the things they had there was a place called Fred Bread that makes fresh bread. And we got a loaf of bacon bread. That's right, folks. Bread with bacon in it. And can you guess what I did this morning with the bacon bread?
Because was it a cheat day?
This is a cheat loaf because if I don't eat this thing because it's fresh and has no preservatives in it, it will die. So I had a cheat sandwich.
Really you're doing it a favor.
I really am. I'm putting it out of its misery. Can you guess what sort of sandwich I had?
Bacon.
Yeah, you got it. A bacon sandwich on bacon bread, baby.
I had a bacon sandwich tonight.
Bacon is glorious.
Bacon! All right, I'm twittering this lizard.
And unless I am not mistaken, that's a sexual reference?
Wait.
Actually, Roboden, that's a Jim Morrison reference, which could in turn be a sexual reference, but there you go.
Nice. Now, my question is, if you're twittering the lizard, how do you know the lizard is actually on Twitter?
Because I'm going to post his picture. I will Twitter for him.
Rox's lizard.
Yeah, Rox's Lizard will be on Twitter.
Follow at Rox's Lizard.
Yeah.
That is a sexual reference.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How big is the lizard exactly?
Oh, he's a couple inches long.
And unless I am not mistaken, that's a sexual reference?
Oh, wait a second.
Okay,
Hold on.
Wrong one, John.
I really do need 27 inches.
That's right. That's a lot from our lizards. But that's obviously not big enough to call David Icke, because he's your lizard expert when you need
someone. He's giving me the stink eye. Get off the table.
Icke?
No.
Oh. Oh.
Staring at me. He wants this beer or something.
He wants the sediment.
No. It's like, you go away. Go away. Go. Go. Go on. Go on. Go. I know he hears me.
You're like a crazed Dr. Doolittle.
Come on. You know, I've got this ruler. Go on. Go on.
I'll measure you.
Yes, hit the lizard with a ruler. That won't piss
it
off.
I'm not going to. No. But he's just like not doing it. Go on. Go outside. Go outside. There's food outside. Go on.
By the way, I can go ahead and say this early. Weekend Justice, there were no lizards harmed in the production of Weekend Justice.
Try. Yeah.
Except one.
Because he's still on the damn table. Go on. Get off the table.
Well, that's why I said it early.
Get off the table.
So we could lie and get it over with.
So we can lie and get it over with.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Do you want some beer? Do you want some beer?
Yes. Yes.
Hello, Mr. Lizard. Do you like hockey?
It's Mr. Lizard, everyone. Oh, we're gonna do some science experiments, and then we're gonna watch Mr. Lizard unhinge his jaw and eat a guinea pig.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Yeah. That's fantastic. So the guest appearance of the lizard on Weekend Justice is the high point of the episode thus far.
Hey,
and we should mention the lizard appears courtesy of Interscope Records.
Right.
Is that the Jesus lizard or
no?
Well, it could be the Jesus lizard. I mean, if it's like, you know, the Charlton's UK or the London Suede, they can just drop the city now. So, you know, it's fine.
Jesus and Mary lizard.
Jesus and Mary lizard, yes.
Wait, they can drop the UK now?
They can drop the UK now, yeah.
How did that happen?
I don't know, but the last couple of albums have been Charlatan's albums, except for the fact that it's probably only been released in Europe, so that could be why. It's kind of like wearing a band t-shirt to your own concert. Your own band's t-shirt, wearing your own band's t-shirt to that band's concert, yeah.
I got that part. I just wonder how that related to the whole dropping the UK thing.
And how do you drop it? Do you drop it like it's hot?
You could.
Like a hot potato.
It depends. Can you afford Snoop Dogg?
No.
Who can, really?
Martha can.
Bali. Snoop Dogg wouldn't be a bad guy to hang out with.
No, because you...
I wonder why.
Oh, wait, serve.
I wonder, does Snoop Dogg do podcasts?
Now, hang on, serve.
Not podcasts.
Hang on. Look it up, sir. That won't, I need to look up. I was confusing you with Snoop Dogg, sir. Excuse me.
Oh, I'm a little less tan than he is.
Pretty much,
other than that, we're pretty much exactly.
Although the same level of toasty.
Now, did we actually talk about this? Did you know about this, sir? Where a Welsh farmer got invited to come to a Snoop Dogg concert? Did you know about this?
I've never heard.
Oh, this wait, really? Really?
Does a rabbi walk into a bar with him or something?
No, but close. Hang on. Let me turn up. I saw this on Russell Howard's Good News Show, and now I'm trying to pull it up on Gawker, which is apparently slow as hell. And doing so will probably kick me off of Comcast again. No. All right. So basically, Snoop Dogg.
What does Comcast have against Gawker? I know what I have against Gawker, but what is...
I know what I have against Comcast. But basically, a Welshman named Ian Neal he grew the world's largest rutabaga. And so...
Oh, man, I love rutabaga.
Well, there you go. You would have appreciated this. But Snoop Dogg posted a video inviting him to his show. And he, as he said in his video, wants the farmer to come backstage and see me and tell me your secret and see my vegetables so you can grow that into a real big vegetable. And he said this in front of a bunch of marijuana leaves. And so apparently Neil, who was the guy, the farmer, went to the concert, got the VIP treatment, went backstage, and there's a newscast of it. Said, oh, yeah, and he offered to have a smoke with me. And the newscaster goes, so what, did you turn him down? He goes, no, I had a smoke with him.
Here we go. Found it.
Rather, Snoop Dogg has gone to some extraordinary lengths to broaden his fan base by personally appealing to a Welsh farmer to come to his concert. The man in question, Ian Neil, sought Snoop's eye, or caught Snoop's eye, rather, and broke the record for growing the world's biggest Swede. Keen to learn his skills, Snoop sent him a special invitation.
What up, though? Shout out to my homeboy Ian Neil in Cardiff for breaking the world's records for the biggest vegetable. Man, I want to tell you something, man. When I do my show in Cardiff, I want you to come backstage and see me, because I do vegetation myself, and I want to know your secret so I can show you my vegetables and see if you can grow that into a real big vegetable. So Ian Neil from Cardiff, come see your boy Snoop Dogg. I got 2 tickets for you when I get to town. You did it.
Did you want me to pay?
Hey, you know what? Yeah, I got no problem with that. You know,
I don't
Snoop
either.
Dogg just wanted to learn about the ecology, and you know, he was probably going to learn about organic fertilizers.
He's just a man of the people,
pesticide
really. He's just a man of the
you know,
earth.
He's just a guy worried about our world and our environment. I think.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fucking dope.
And thank you for listening to AgriCast. Coming up next.
Manure is our next thing.
Manure and you.
All the time on
Manure,
here.
I barely knew her.
God, help me, please.
All right, you need to go. Go on. Go on.
I'm sorry. Take it back. I take the trip back.
You know what the funny thing is? There probably really isn't a lizard.
There is. I posted it. It's on Twitter.
Oh, well, then that makes it real.
And I put it on Facebook.
Did you also open a Wikipedia page for him?
No.
Well, then if it's not...
They got rid of our page, right? Then we have that Weekend Justice-y page.
What?
Weekend Justice-y? Yes, that was the name of it.
Sure.
That was the name of it.
Weekend Justice-pedia thing-ish.
I think it was Wikipedia, but yeah, I'm pretty sure that's no longer a thing.
Oh, damn.
Hey, so I think everybody needs to be on the lookout for a commercial that I was told about this evening.
Yes.
It's apparently a Razor, a phone, the cell phone, the Razor commercial, and the dude in the commercial has a monkey tail beard.
He has a what?
A monkey tail beard.
You know, that beard that Serve made famous.
All right.
I want to see if Monkey Tail is making it mainstream, because who's the first person that you knew that rocked the Monkey Tail?
Is that an actual reference?
Was that a? Oh, now it's eluding me.
Sexual reference.
I don't know. He shocked the monkey. That's I was thinking of
Peter Gabriel.
Peter Gabriel. Yeah, he was the first one to rock the Monkey Tail, wasn't he?
He shocked.
That's different from spanking the monkey.
Spank the monkey tail.
Spank the monkey tail. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you know, Google owns Motorola now, so it could be, you know,
Google
all could be connected.
Everything.
I do dig the Goog.
Oh, by the way,
Facebook bought that now as well.
You bought what, a Goog?
No, Facebook did. Facebook's buying everything these days. Facebook bought Pencil Case.
Oh yeah, Facebook bought Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, make up some bullshit computer or something. Maybe they'll buy Need Coffee. You need to convince them to buy Need Coffee.
I'd be okay with that.
We could be a corporate stooge for Facebook.
That's a lot of money. Yeah, I'll draw something with anybody. If I
Rocks
get
finds
that.
The inner whore.
Rocks draw me like one of those French girls.
Hang on. Rocks of Spaz House will draw something for you only on Google Plus.
There you go. Yeah.
Finally, that's what Google Plus has been missing. That's why
no.
A severe lack of rocks.
A severe lack of rocks. Wrong things for you, the people.
I know. Hey, if Thomas Kincaid can do it, I can do it.
Well, I just recently.
You know, that's rocks. I say that all the time. If Thomas Kincaid can do it, I can do it.
Wait, is that the Kincaid from Total Recall?
No.
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 The painter of light.
Although his paintings would probably be kick ass.
Yeah. In the immortal words of Matthew McConaughey, it would have been cooler if it was.
I think that's paraphrasing, but.
It is paraphrasing. It is true. I am.
So, hi, Aaron.
Hello, folks. I got a wonderful case of the man flu, and I'm on drowsy medication, so this should be fun. I'll be your lead this week.
Oh, thank you.
What is the man flu?
Playing the part of Lee will be Aaron Poole.
Get better, Lee.
The man flu is the same as a normal flu, but I get to be more dramatic about it.
Oh, okay. So how much have you drank?
Lucozade. I've drank close to a liter of it now.
I meant just alcohol in general.
Oh, well, on the weekend, Friday and Saturday.
No, this is weekend. If you're sitting in for Lee, you're way behind.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll mix in with my Lucozade some more Captain Morgan's original Spice Gold rum.
There you go. That'll work.
Lucas, how's the old phrase go? Lucas aid before rum, never dumb. Rum before Lucozade, gonna fall on your ass because you're a drunk?
Like an escapade?
That sounds like you were drunk when you said it.
Although, Aaron, I'm gonna have to tell you to top the top drinks so far this evening. You're gonna have to add sediment and at least a lizard.
That's right, sediment and a lizard. Oh, there he goes.
That sounds like a Spider-Man sequel.
Or one of the Spice Girls.
Sediment Spice? Lizard Spice?
Lizard Spice. Yeah, that's from the V series.
I'm Lizard Spice.
Lizard Power.
You know what? That would have made Spice World so much more watchable.
Yeah. Thrones.
Now, if you had to pick one of the Spice Girls to be a lizard person from another world, which one?
They weren't already?
Wait. Do I have to pick just one?
Well, if one was most likely the one hiding like as a human being.
If
one of them was to reveal off, like tear off their head and reveal that they were a lizard person, which one would you most likely suspect? Like, I knew it. I knew it was you all along.
So between
Baby Spice.
I was going to say between Baby Spice, Scary Spice, Posh Spice, and Sporty Spice. You want me to pick
one? I think it would be Sporty Spice. I really do.
I know, because I just feel like Victoria Beckham is a creature from another world. I think. And Posh Spice just pointed, so I reckon that was her using her evil mind tricks.
I will say...
Serve's writing a novel now.
Oh, God. I will say, Aaron, that the fact that Victoria Beckham does apparently... I think she has, like, high heels. I understand she has high heels, like, grafted to her feet. So, I mean, she exercises in high heels.
Oh, my gosh, you've got to get off of here. Go on. Get off. Go on.
I hate it when I hear that. Oh.
Get. It's on my mannequin.
Unless I'm not mistaken, that's a sexual reference?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So. Oh my.
Sorry, God. I should have hit mute for that.
So where were you when Rox's lizard was climbing all over her mannequin?
Mannequin 3, The Lizard.
You know what? That would have been a better film. I can't get it out. Is that Lee?
It's Aaron doing a very good Lee impersonation.
Oh, that's very good. Damn.
That drink made you sound so much more like Lee.
Yeah, do that again.
I think you need to add some more sediment, though.
I can't get it out.
And that's surprisingly clear audio for Lee too. She's not normally that crystal clear with her quality
of audio.
Of audio, yes. or words, which is why I'm playing her part this evening.
Go on and talk with your mouth full.
Oh, it's so accurate. oh, God.
What did I miss, Widge?
Okay, well, let's see.
Hockeycast, Agricast, Lizardcast.
Yeah, and Bacon Bread. That's about it.
Bacon Cast.
And we talked about rutabagas, giant rutabagas.
Now, what are they? Because are they a vegetable?
Yeah, they're a veg. Yes.
Apparently,
I don't think I've ever seen one.
Just don't get the squirty kind. They're roots.
They're known as Swedes, apparently. I don't know.
Ah, yes, I see them now. They're the things that we used to make. They're like turnips.
Yes, they are. Yes. They're
sure.
Orangey, though.
Somebody's what? Got there.
Huh?
Oh, we're making DragonCon plans in the chat page.
Okay, I'm all right.
It's just easier to do everything in the chat page.
So for those of you listening, you can't read this, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yes,
we're just being cool and whispering about you.
Rox wants you to know that she'll be in the pool around 11 to 12.
There you go.
No specific day. She'll just be in the pool around 11 to 12.
Thursday.
A.M. or P.M.?
Yes.
Either one. Yes.
Eric,
yes.
Only the lizard knows.
It's not talking.
Who has their notification sound?
I think
that's
mine.
Yeah,
I don't know how to turn it off.
This is a professional podcast, madam.
Since when?
Madam.
Well, if we want to get bought by Google, we need to be.
I know. All right.
Facebook, dude. Facebook.
Lizard, go kill that spider.
Facebook.
Kill the spider. Kill the spider.
Facebook's so overpaid for what do you call it? Maybe I'm okay with Facebook buying us.
Yeah, like $1 billion for Instagram. Really?
You couldn't have just written your own?
Like at
I
this
know.
Point, I'm
yeah.
pretty sure Google could buy Ireland. If they just bought out our debt, they could own us.
Yeah, but who really wants to Ireland then? See, the only problem is, again, the end result of that is they own Ireland. So, really.
Yeah, but we got a good workforce. You know, we built your railroads. So, I feel like they could use us as staff.
I thought that was a Chinese that did that.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised at how well we work under the influence, sir. That's the thing.
Like right now, you're podcasting like a son of a bitch.
Yeah, I'm three sheets to the wind, baby.
And sick.
And sick.
Yeah.
He's been sick.
So,
well, if you're not careful, the Knicks are going to call you at a coaching job.
Ooh.
The Saints could use you.
Too soon.
So how do we get bought? How does that work?
Turn the red light on.
for larger money than what a normal red light would incur. Is what I meant.
So we're haggling is what it is.
Yes, we're haggling, yeah.
How much would you expect to pay for all of this fantastic podcasting?
But what is more?
We'll come to your house. I'll bring the lizard.
We already established what we are. Now we're just negotiating.
I can travel.
All this could be yours if the price is shite.
Oh my god, that's brilliant.
Do we have to drink every time we say Roxanne?
The best part is that it's just so appropriate, though.
Yeah, it's not like I haven't heard that.
Well, you know, honestly, I didn't even think about it until it started playing, and I was like, hey, wait a minute.
Really? Okay.
How many times have you heard Roxanne?
Which is funny because I had
Which
is funny because I had to type in Roxanne.
In a job interview, a guy that would be my boss was singing. I'm like, oh, really? I don't even want to work here. If you're going to do that.
The thing is, though, I have
now,
one
if you
played brains.
Message, if you sang Message in a Bottle, then I would work here.
Yeah.
I have one
Visible Sun, maybe Synchronicity 2,
but no Roxanne.
Oh my God, yeah. Or King of Pain, because they got the glasses.
I have to say, though, I've one of those brains that's hardwired to like think of a song if I hear a certain phrase. And I have a terrible problem of associating with people's names a song. Like, I have to ring, like, a lot of people regularly in my job, and one of the people's names is Ray Weaver, and every time I have to ring him, I always start singing Dream Weaver in my head. So yeah, it's not fun that like I ring him and go, Ray Weaver, I believe you can get me through the night. He's like a 50-year-old man. He's like, don't do that stuff.
And he's like, oh God, it's him.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Are you Ray Weaver?
Hmm.
Wow.
I don't know. Can you get me through the night? Do you need to be rough through the night?
Oh, hey, you know what? Whatever gets you through the night, yeah. It's all right. It's all right.
Come up.
Oh, I have an update to the gypsy story.
Oh,
oh, yeah. There was a murder.
No, my friend.
A murder.
No, my friend was like cursed.
Blah.
What?
Kind of. She went.
No,
to
that
take
was
a,
Lee earlier.
Yeah, she went to take picture of that weird gypsy mobile that I posted on Twitter last week.
Okay.
And as she was taking the picture, she felt something on her back, and she kept brushing.
Ladies,
and it was
no, it was like this was hideous caterpillar with like poison hair.
Well, I've had my junk referred to as a lot of things in my lifetime. But that's the worst.
Wow. And it like bit her all on her arm. So she got cursed by the gypsies.
But weren't they inviting her there?
Yeah, they were, but she went back to steal an image for me.
Why do I feel like we're going to solve this question right now?
I don't know.
Oh, so stop you're not this. Supposed to take pictures of
How
them?
How do you steal the soul of an Amish person?
Only answer, they have no souls.
A herring and a bonnet. How to solve that?
Well, first, I think you're going to need a Rick James Grace Hits album. I think you start with that. Mm. Probably.
I'm auditioning for Solve This, Tuffly. Stop it. Not allowed on, and that's final.
How many?
You know what? I can barely be on this show, much less.
And this one has absolutely no standards.
That's why I'm here.
Took me long enough to get to one of these, so.
Now, you're not a baseball fan, are you?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
Oh, lovely.
Wow, he's got standards.
The race?
I don't know what
Yankees.
They are, but they're standards.
I just don't have that much of the time and the day to waste, actually. You know, I just.
I know, it lasts forever. A game is like a whole fucking day.
Exactly, it's just too long.
Are you sure you're not thinking of cricket?
Well, it's just as long. It's just as long as cricket, I think.
Cricket actually lasts a couple of days, as I understand.
Except if you go to AAA games. Okay, this is what I like about AAA games, are those in-between inning games that they entertain the crowd. Now, I know people that go to, like, full MLB type game, Major League Baseball games, and like, oh, I hate those things. AAA is crap. I love AAA because here in Jacksonville, we had a game called Soak the Roach. Okay,
ladies,
don't yeah. cry, sir. Don't cry.
I know that sounds terrible. Anyway, I mean, what do you have to do? You have like 60 seconds to smoke as much of it down as possible before they spray it down.
No, there was this guy dressed up in a roach costume, and he would run the bases, and they had like super soakers, and you had to soak the roach. It was an awesome game. Awesome.
I'll tell you how you make baseball more exciting. Two things. One, naked. Fire. No, one, fire. Two, full contact. That's how it needs to go.
Naked, too.
I was thinking
baseball already is full contact, and it's still lame as hell.
Hey.
I was thinking exploding balls.
What? Oh my God, yeah. And mines.
What
and
about
mines
baseball,
Sophie? Is it sore or is it
a
throb?
Well, if it were the other one, we've already got Scott as a fan. So it's okay.
Mines in the outfield.
No, but I think if you had
Scott
like the
want to be a back boy.
If you had both teams in the outfield at the same time and they were trying to like block each other from catching the ball, much more interesting.
Well, no. What you could do is, like, you base baseball on Stratego, okay?
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, my God, you don't know Stratego? Wow. The bombs and everything? Okay, here's how you do it. each team before the game, they could set out their, you know, their landmines, okay? And then the players, you know, each team will know where their mines are. So when a person gets up to bat, you can do one of two things: try to score a run, or try to eliminate an outfielder, center fielder, left fielder, whatever, by batting the ball closest to where you think one of your landmines are, and that would eliminate a player.
Wait, hold on a second.
Do we call this game blow and go?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Is this Minesweeper?
It's a board game, Aaron. I was trying to look up to see if it had a different name.
No, but I'm looking at it here, and it looking how like you can lay it out. It looks like basically two-player Minesweeper.
It is, kind of. But you have a spy. Oh, my God, and you can have spies in this baseball game, too. They're the coaches. They switch teams. Hit over there, you know, because there's always signals and stuff to the pitcher and everything, so... Spies, and that would be great. It would make baseball that much more interesting.
There's a dwarf. Seriously, I'm looking at the pieces. There's a I'm looking at it here. Ice versus fire is like a version of Stratego, and here are different characters.
Oh, okay. Now I'm just talking classic Stratego.
Okay, you have in the classic you have Marshal, General, Colonel, Major, yes. Captain, Lieutenant, Sergeant, Mine, Sapper, Miner, and slash Sapper, Scout, right. Spy, Bomb, and Flag.
Now it would be really different if you based baseball on like Mystery Date or something, or you know. But I think Stratego would be good.
Is your designated hitter a nerd or a jock?
Or a dud.
He looks like you, Poindexter.
Actually, I don't know. If you did it with Battleship, maybe.
Well, that's kind of like...
Get Rihanna involved?
Well, it is,
and then Leslie Nielsen. And then you got to hide underneath the table when you make your move. Yeah. But they're still going to take you anyway.
Well, it'll reduce the player salaries.
Yes.
I was going to make a really bad joke about like her fighting in that movie and Chris Brown, but I think I'll let it go.
That's too late.
Yeah, it's been done.
What?
We lost Widge.
What?
Hello.
I'm here. I'm listening.
I missed you.
I missed me too. Every single time I tried to shoot it myself.
I hug.
Is there an app for that too?
No.
Of course.
Okay.
Good. It says there when you do it.
Nice. It's terrifying. You hear? I'm just terrified.
I thought you guys needed a moment or something.
I feel like we just proper needs a hug. He just sounds sad this evening. Midge, it's okay. I still love you. I won't make you shave your beard.
Oh yeah, that's what they'll say.
I love you just the way you are.
Whatever. I don't blame you.
That's all that hairy ball of rage that's there. It's just how I like you.
Whoa! I have two hairy balls of rage, damn you. Ah. Yes.
Are you two done now?
Was that some sort of weird instrumental version of Take My Breath Away?
That's, what the hell is that?
It's Henry Mancini.
Yeah.
The love scene from Romeo and Juliet. Love theme, rather.
That's not nearly as cool.
Love theme.
That scene. But and scene.
Okay, this game's already crap, John.
What? What? What the hell's happening?
I don't know.
So if I'm following this correctly, we're explosives in our baseball, but sometime we want an intermission that involves super soakers, a roach, and a scene from General Hospital.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because then they would freeze the world.
Do they know it's Christmas time at home? No, that's a different version of that song.
No, yeah, that's
hurting.
Completely different.
The inside is where I'm hurting.
Wait, seriously? It'll be okay, dude.
No, don't lie to me! Don't lie to me! My balls of rage ache!
if you like to cheer Widge up, you can send Widge him money.
Dreams for that.
Just $1 a day will cheer up your Widge. Don't let Widge go cold and hungry this year.
Hold on, wait. Take two.
Yo, what are you doing now?
Hold on. I bet you that Aaron already knows what I'm doing.
Widge, make your balls look sadder.
I'm drawing a frowny face on them.
There we go.
We'll try it again.
Oops.
Take four.
Is this the Smiths? What is this?
Oh, this is that terrible wounded animal commercial.
Aaron's got a PSA to do.
I can't stand to watch this.
Widget
Wolf.
Wait, and you have Widget. To sound like Sarah McLachlan. Go.
Widgets.
No, just
is a lovely man. He just wants to be loved.
I need some distraction.
You could send him some money via Amazon.co.uk.
Let me be empty.
I feel like I want to sing In the Arms of Widget Wells now. In the arms of a witches.
They're hairy and raging too.
You will find some coffee here. Just one cup of coffee a day will stop Widget from going on a world rampage of hate and genocide.
Oh, really?
Please donate to your nearest Starbucks.
I mean,
you'll find it. You'll find a jar that says "Save Widget and all of us." Caffeine doesn't work on him anymore. But with your help, we can find a substitute more powerful than heroin. Keep Widget off the needles. Please donate today. Thank you.
Hold on, wait.
Your Widget here. Beautiful.
More donations out of that than anything else we've ever done.
Guys, during that segment, Google called. They're expecting their money. They want us now to pay them. It's not about them buying us now. We're going to have to give them money.
Did you fall over, John?
Well, halfway through that, I realized maybe that Aaron doesn't get those videos over there.
No, we don't.
Those commercials.
See, he just completely fucking wung it.
I wanged it.
He wanged it.
Yes, let's not say I wanged it.
I quickly diverted myself away from that.
And Aaron, there's a series of very depressing Sarah McLachlan commercials over here in the U.S. with dogs with one leg and crying and all sorts of stuff, and she makes you.
How does that make you want to buy a Sarah McLachlan stuff?
No. It's for PETA.
Okay. Because if that was a commercial for just her shit, that would be awkward. It's like, buy a Sarah McLachlan album today, like a puppy gets it.
Well, that sounds about like PETA, yeah.
Or Sarah McLachlan, music to beat animals to.
You know, so that's what fumbling towards ecstasy meant. Damn it.
This is fun, you guys. I'm glad I came on this podcast.
Hey, Tuffley.
Yeah.
What is it? Let me see.
Trying to think of another Sarah McLachlan album title besides Bubbling Towards Ecstasy?
A song. Yeah, that's true. There's a problem with that. There's a problem with that. Because I could do Mirror Ball, but it would be Mirror Balls of Rage, which would be about... But no, I was thinking about dead cats are sweeter than ice cream. And Tuffley and I are the only people who Tuffley song exists, so never mind.
This is why you have a music podcast with him. And not us.
Get out! Get on your own podcast and talk about your fucking music. That's the biker talking again, John.
You know, knowing as many podcasts as Aaron is on, he probably has somewhere and isn't aware of it.
That's true. Why does this? Which one's this one? Oh, this is the economic podcast. Okay.
I'm not on that many. Just all of them.
Aaron, how many podcasts are you on? All of them.
Yeah. I feel like that was a setup to a great joke that we all missed out on.
Aaron, how many podcasts are you holding up?
So is this podcast.
Well, what's on third?
That's a riot.
No, it's a baseball joke.
Well, you know, I do predict a riot.
What's right? Anyway.
I love you, John.
Kids, it's history. Look it up.
Let us do one for John.
What's history?
What, do a PSA for John?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Hey, John, have you got some music that would be worthy of a PSA for you?
Hold on.
Please, send John beer, because he's only got seven liquor stores in his neighborhood.
I don't know why this popped into my head, but here we go.
Oh, God.
This is cherry pie. I'm going to be disappointed.
It's close, though.
One.
Oh, jeez. He calls it in three sound effects.
Is this Metallica?
Yes.
The cerebrum has suffered a massive irreparable. Well, you know, Johnny got his gun.
Please,
I was going to say, that's not a PSA. That's a trailer.
John has an issue in where he can't count past one, so.
This is why we don't do a countdown to the show.
One.
And.
Just point.
What's the problem? When you say one, he's assuming you mean 7 minutes.
Yeah, that's about it. That's about the best I had. I don't know. I can't think of anything.
I will say that
I can't remember anything either.
It is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. That's what they tell me anyway.
That's the pause that refreshes every 15 minutes on Weekend Justice.
That was sad because I got the joke, but instead of laughing, I just tried to think of another one. This is how my brain works now.
We're all playing outnumbered now. It's great.
Oh, we've been here 10 hours. Should we do introductions?
I don't know. Ask the lizard.
Oh, Rock. The lizard stepped away.
Because basically the lizard is gnawing on her leg.
Does this make her the lizard queen now?
I am the lizard queen.
Can she do anything?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. Probably. I would think so.
She's a killer queen.
She's a killer queen.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my kids, I just woke them up.
They're used to that, I'm sure. It's 5 a.m. Daddy's screaming again.
It's called night terrors.
He gets flashbacks from when
he's a good guy to share a room with at Dragon Con.
He gets like flashbacks to camping trips.
We'd ask for help, but he can't count past one, so it's not like it's reinforcements. She keeps him away, in a pretty cabinet, in the case, she
says, just like Marie Antoinette, building a remedy. If you donate $2 a day, John will be quicker on his audio cues. We can finally send John to audio cue college.
Well, he can finish.
Your money can pay for John's scholarship. Please donate today.
What the heck is gelatine?
Gelatine?
Guillotine.
Yeah, guillotine.
Is it guillotine?
It's guillotine.
He's pronouncing like the French because he's all fancy.
It's interesting because the, yes, I am a fancy person. I like all the fine things in the world, like bogging and trucking and mudding.
And installing teeth.
And Twinkies.
That Twinkie's a little too fancy for my tooth.
Sunny D and rum, yum yum yum.
No, but I'm looking at the YouTube song with lyrics and says, "She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine."
Well, gelatin is an explosive.
Okay, first of all, some guy making a captioned YouTube video, you want to trust the lyrics from that guy?
Let's look at Wikipedia. What does Wikipedia say?
Curse is going to be good.
But he started it off with saying, "Queen is awesome." He put up a green screen with white letters that says, "Queen is awesome."
And by Should the way, be R awesome?
And hold on one second. Wait for it. Awesome is in all caps. With, hold on.
That's how you know he means it.
Three exclamation points. Not two, not four. Three.
So the member was that Brian May one?
Now, I'm looking up a lyrics website, and they are confirming that it's good powder gelatine.
Wow.
You guys have been singing it wrong.
Well, we've all learned something tonight.
Yeah, it's called a mixer board, not a soundboard.
Oh, really loud. Wait.
Look who got on the trigger there.
Yeah, no, your money. That's it, folks. Your money helped John get a.
I think
right.
Someone donated.
Keep those cards and letters coming. Oh, not like that.
It's Arnie in the morning.
Unfortunately, that was the lizard.
Baby in the dingo in the morning.
I would listen to that show, actually.
It's 27 after the hour, 3 before the half of the hour.
John has a radio voice. I've gone on record to say this before, that you have like this smooth, golden, little, sexy voice.
Thank you for finishing that sentence.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Although I would have been fine with you not finishing it, too. So.
I was going to say, that's the nicest thing anyone in this podcast has said to John ever.
I don't know if it's the meds or what, but I'm feeling cuddly tonight, guys. I'm just saying.
Which one's John?
The one who isn't pink.
Did you ever begrudge the fact that people used to refer to toilets as Johns in America?
When I was doing stand-up, for the brief time that I did stand-up, I had a thing about my name.
Hey, you did stand-up?
Yeah, first of all, whoa. Kill your jets and get back to that story.
Briefly, very briefly.
Can you remember any of your stuff?
No.
5 minutes? Like what?
No, like I did, you know, about 5 open mics, and then did some other stuff.
What made you stop?
When I was in Tallahassee, huh?
What made you stop?
The lack of laughter, usually.
Just so we clear this up, this had nothing to do with like prop humor involving sound cues.
No. Okay. That's
how you missed out.
Here, I'll tell you why I stopped. Let me explain to you the joke. Because, you know, it's always funnier when you get it explained to you. First of all, my first name, of course, is John. Jonathan. John. But anyway. And then my middle name is Kirk.
It is fucking not.
It is too. And my last name, of course, is Boutel, which everyone mispronounces Buttel. So
is that Buttel? I've always thought it was Boutel.
So it's Captain Toilet.
Yeah, it's OU.
Tell.
So the punchline was Captain Toilet Butt. So there you go. That was why I stopped stand up comedy.
Now, since you gave us your name, would you mind giving us your social security number too?
Yes. It is too. Huh? Yes. I'm sorry, you stopped me?
No. I just wanted to point out that even Aaron, who thinks that, you know, HNNHANN is pronounced VU or something, knows that name.
I thought it'd be Hechichana.
Hechichana.
Well, I would say, John, I think unless you were giving that delivery to, you know, a 5-year-old birthday party, I think you were playing to the wrong crowd.
I think
that shit would have killed.
The delivery, it was a lot better than that, actually. It wasn't too bad. But anyway. Yeah.
Okay, poopy butt.
It was essentially, yeah. This was circa 1991, two, somewhere. No, it had to be two or three, because I was in Tallahassee at the time. So.
But now, just look at you.
Now, hey, remember, I actually roomed with one of the founding members of Dad's Garage in Atlanta. So,
I had some call away from Google. That's all I'm saying.
Donna, I would have been nine when you were doing those stand-up shows, so I was your prime audience at that time. It's just you didn't connect.
So all you needed to do was be an Irish kid show host.
Yeah, I would have ruffled for that shit right there.
That sounds really awful.
He said toilet butt.
Yeah. Again, it was the 90s. It was a simpler time.
Actually, Aaron, that would have been an Irish kid show, I think.
Hey, I think I know a place in Portland that has a stand-up night, and since the dream is still alive.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Yeah,
although over the years I have written down a couple more bits that were actually decent.
Oh, he could be persuaded, I'm telling you.
Actually,
so, wait a minute, you were trying to be a stand-up? I missed that.
Story's too late. I'm going to go get something to eat.
Let's do introductions.
Okay, fine. We'll do introductions then.
Do we need to give the lizard a name?
Gerald.
So many options for that euphemism joke right there, I'm telling you now.
Really?
That's what took me so long to respond, because I'm like, oh my god, so much choice.
Too many options.
See Widge, what do I tell you?
To refer to him as my little captain.
Widge, what did I say? Too many options. Yep, there are too many options. Call back.
Oh, God. All right. So, yes, we will do recommendations.
Yes. I would like to recommend
introductions.
Thank you, Tuffley. Well done. Well played. I've only had half of my beer, and this is what happens to me. All right. So, we'll do
it. We haven't had enough sediment yet. That's what it is.
This is why you haven't cheered up.
I know. The sediment's actually the best part.
You know, Aaron, it's so sad you know me so well. all right. So, we'll do introductions, and we'll do them. Starting now.
We've seen you staggering out of the work week, but now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a needcoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for Weekend Justice.
Of Weekend Justice. It's the Weekend Justice podcast here on needcoffee.com, and we are assembled in the Hall of Weekend Justice with the Weekend Justice League, and I will endeavor to introduce them going from my right to your left. We have Roxas Bazhouse. Hi, Rox.
This lizard needs to get off the table.
We also have Gerald the Lizard, a.k.a. the Little Captain. Hello, Gerald.
Hello. How are you? Hello, my name is Gerald, and I'm so happy to see you.
Go eat a spider.
I like grasshoppers, and I like leaves, and I like running away from dogs. Thank you.
Squirrel. We have to have Serve with us. Hi, Serve.
Good evening.
Good evening. Tuffley's with us as well. Hi, Tuffley.
I think Google just called. They actually only want to buy Gerald.
Damn. We're getting knocked off.
Son of
I'm rich,
I'm probably getting knocked off.
He's for sale, you know.
No, we can hear you, Wish. Can you not hear us?
No, now I'm back. Fucking hell.
Okay.
I'm rich, bitches.
Gerald's for sale.
Okay, genuine question. If Need Coffee had to get bought out by one company, either Facebook, Google, or Disney, which one would you rather?
Oh my god, I want us to be sold, bought by some evil corporation.
So Facebook or Disney?
Yeah, exactly. So, Google, yeah. Facebook, or Disney.
I don't know. Disney's, all right, stock at Disney's been doing crap. Facebook will be doing pretty, at least for the first day of sale in May, we'll do like gangbusters. So I'm sorry, we should go with Facebook.
I say it closes. I actually say it closes lower than it opens.
Really, you think so? I call my financial guy. He thinks that it would just like skyrocket and then like a couple days plummet.
No way. It doubles on its first day.
Welcome to Financial Cast.
I think so too. Just like Google did. I mean, what? Google opened up at like 160 or something?
When it
public.
A lot of stocks for hot companies at least double on their first day.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I don't know whether I'm proud or disappointed that you took my weird question seriously.
I studied finance, so whoopity-doo.
I think that would have been a great catchphrase for your Irish children's show, John.
I'm working on catchphrases.
Oh, there's Snap.
Yes. I literally
have.
No,
that was his catchphrase. I've been working on catchphrases.
Well, see, like, Fozzie's was Waka Waka, which I don't know how, like, I think that's a good catchphrase, because, like, I think if it makes less sense, the better. But at the same time, you know, it's not as good as I'd buy that for a dollar.
Which is why this podcast is so successful.
But yeah. we're not for sale for a dollar.
How much is this podcast for sale for? How much are you going to sell it for, Widge?
No, you make them make the first offer.
Yeah, seriously, thank you. Thanks. Sir will be consulting on this.
Well, I think this sounds like a Kickstarter idea.
I will catch Gerald and I will bejewel him, and we can sell him for at least, I don't know, $100,000.
Careful. You're inciting another Indiana Jones film. Stop it.
Or Sarah McLachlan, and I'm not sure which is worse.
Little jeweled lizard.
Would you go as low as five figures, Witch?
His legs.
Second, Aaron, I can't hear you over the lizard singing.
Would you go? If people were to buy Need Coffee off you, would you need five figures or six?
Eight.
Yeah, for Need Coffee, you could still run it, but they would buy it off you.
Oh God, no deal. Then why would I want to still run it?
Here you go. It's all yours.
Because isn't what happened with Instagram? Oh, Instagram guys are still running it, but they just, like, Facebook have bought it off them. If that's my understanding of it.
The CEO has $400 million now. The CEO has $400 million. What are they going to say to him? I mean, you can't go, well, we need you to come to this meeting. Yeah, fuck you.
Well, normally what happens is they make the head guys at least stay in place for at least a year or so.
Yeah. The head guys is the worst job in gay porno.
Get the fluffer.
Hey, did you finish your intro, Witch?
What's that?
Did you finish your intro?
Zynga guy left.
Yeah, I didn't get introduced. Fuck you guys.
No, I started going roughly, and then I got sidetracked because Comcast burped.
It was Gerald's fault.
Mouthford.
Hi, Tuffley.
Yes, hi. Hello.
Call back. Aaron is here as well. Hi, Aaron.
What up?
And, of course, John from the Neat Geek is here. John, hi, John.
She needs it now, guys.
What? That was two in one. What the hell is that?
She needs it now, guys.
It's typical. Rob's always getting talked over by Lee.
Hey now.
Whoa. Hey, don't dream it's over.
Don't dream it's over. Sorry. Hey now. Hey now.
Mean to do that.
They come. They come.
Do
the wall between us.
You know, they will win. All right, who uses Instagram?
I don't have an iPhone. So I don't know. I don't have the ability.
Do you have an Android phone?
Do have an Android now.
No, wait a minute. Rox, I thought you used Instagram.
Not really.
Rotary phone?
I use whatever.
Rox, don't fucking lie. You've posted like a shit ton of Instagram.
No, fucker, I have not.
You've entered like a shit ton of like Instagram competitions that I voted for you on, so don't lie to me.
No, that was hipstomatic, Mr. Man.
Well, then that makes a difference.
Yeah, see, Google's buying that one.
Yeah, Facebook buy that one.
I like hipstomatic anyway. I'm a hipstomatic person. I post it Instagram. I have the app. I think I used it once.
Yeah, so there.
There.
What's the difference between them? They both just like make your pictures look old.
Yeah, this is true. I like the contest in hipstomatic. There's no contest, I don't think, in Instagram.
Yeah,
Hipstomatic is the bomb.
Welcome back, Robo. But I feel like because I was reading the statement of when they got bought over, and they were talking about how they want to improve the community, and I was like, is it really a community? Don't the people just post pictures and that's
it? I think that's all it is. I mean, I see stuff from Mark Frauenfelder from Boing Boing. He'll post stuff, but I never really pay attention to it.
Like, people just use the post pictures on Twitter, from what I find.
That's exactly, yes. And I will post stuff from Hipstomatic to Twitter from, but I don't use Instagram.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
So, basically, Facebook owns an app that posts pictures to Twitter.
Yes.
Okay.
They're basically trying to cut off Twitter's feed. Is that what's going on?
I think
so. I have no idea. I thought the whole thing with Instagram was that it let you put nifty filters on your pictures or something.
That's essentially it.
Well, it does, but so does Camera Amazing and stuff.
So does Photoshop.
So does Photoshop.
No, you know what? So honestly, as a person that has to use Photoshop, I don't really use Photoshop.
As a person that has to use Photoshop, you don't use Photoshop?
I don't. Not on my,
wait a minute,
you know.
I'm confused.
During my work day.
Is the cat dead or alive?
Photoshop.
That's all I want to know.
During
and why the hell
day,
is the cat in the box with radioactive
night,
material?
At night, I won't use it. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
So you don't use Photoshop in the dark then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just don't.
Because you that can't. Sounds like a really bad goth band, Photoshop in the dark.
Although I did read where they were coming out with Photoshop for the iPad.
There is one already.
Well, no, I mean a paid app, the actual full-featured suite thingy.
Oh, I've got the Express. It's not bad.
Yeah.
Heartbeat.
Does anyone else get annoyed by seeing people take pictures at events with their iPads?
With their iPads? That is
oh my gosh, yeah, it's like this big thing.
Yeah, like I was at the zoo last Friday and someone was taking pictures of like
really?
A rhinoceros with their iPad. And I'm like, you look like a fucking munter. Like it really just
oh my god, yeah.
Just let grandma get the Steadicam out.
There was a picture in the New York Times for New Year's Eve and there was a guy instead of taking pictures of like the ball dropping, they were the New York Times photographer was taking pictures of people taking pictures with. There were two people with an iPad taking pictures of the ball, and everybody else had camera phones and stuff. So,
yeah. I have cameras because
I do too.
You know, it just feels weird to me that everyone's just using everything else.
Well, that's because they want to instantly send it away.
Oh, that's all I have, so.
I have
you don't own a camera, Widge?
Digital camera, yeah.
Yeah.
So, just so we're following here, we're recommending 35mm cameras, correct?
Yeah, or high-end SLR digital cameras.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, brought to you by Kodak.
Or yes. Leica.
Come back, please.
Or Leica, yeah.
And Fujifilm.
Leica lens.
That's my instant camera, is my Fujifilm camera. I have four cameras.
If I had crazy... Oh my gosh, I saw a picture today of a Hasselblad designed by Ferrari. You should show that to Kim Tuffley. I don't even know where I saw it, but it was amazing.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah.
What is a Hasselblad?
Yeah,
oh my god, it's like it's like the top of the line type of camera you could buy. It's like, I don't know, unreal. It's like 10 grand for the body alone, not the lens, but the body of the camera.
You just sound like a D&D character.
Is this like the same design house that put out the Android phone that was designed by Ferrari?
Is that like the same people that put out the stuff for Lycy, Porsche?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same design people.
Yeah. Yes. Get off the windowsill.
And design cast. Thank you.
So you never see stuff like a coffee maker designed by Pinto or something.
That's because it blows up at the, you know, the backside. It catches fire.
That's very true.
Where you put the beans.
Yeah,
I think that would be Widge's favorite coffee maker, though. If it just spits out fire every time?
Not if it blows up. You know, you got to be able to get to it. My thing is, I've seen these before where there's been like a Porsche or a Lamborghini coffee maker.
Yeah.
I'm always wondering about when you have this crossover of companies designing stuff that they're not really in the business for.
No, it's, I have a DVD burner designed by Porsche.
Yeah, this was like a running thing for like 2 or 3 years on the Christmas episodes of Top Gear. They'd go through all of the stuff licensed by car manufacturers that had absolutely nothing to do with cars.
Yeah. Well, I own a Porsche. It's like a crap burner, too.
Oh, what was it? Like the MG belt buckle, cigarette holder, cigarette pouch combo.
Wow.
That sounds insane.
It's like getting an Eddie Bauer excursion too. You know, a clothing manufacturer designing your vehicle.
Well, here's a question. Does anyone else have this problem as well? Talking about people who design things and have their name on it, because that's the thing, honestly, about having a coffee maker designed by like Lamborghini. It's because the name's on it. Because otherwise, if the name or the emblem wasn't on it, nobody would fucking know, right?
Right.
So that's important. It's the status thing. I don't like to wear clothing that is basically the entire purpose for the clothing is to make you into a billboard for the company that provided the clothing.
Right.
Like Oakley t-shirts, which while I love Oakley sunglasses, I dig Oakley clothing that doesn't have Oakley all over it, and Oakley shoes are actually quite comfy, but the t-shirts all say Oakley on them, and I'm like, what is the point of just, you know, broadcasting the fact that you're wearing Oakley?
Oh, it's like take it off, Abercrombie and fuck Fitch me. Too. Yeah, I don't know.
Am I the only one who?
No, I make a point of wearing like t-shirts that have no discernible, other than, you know, our friends from T-Shirt Bordello, which I will wear the shirt. On a whole, if it's a blank T-shirt, I don't go for the logo. I used to. And then I'm like, I thought better of it. I'm like, I don't need, you know, if I was going to wear a name, it would be my name on it. Hello, my name is Roxas Ashouse.
Although there was one t-shirt that I saw that I really wanted that was an exception to the rule, in that there's apparently a company that does clothing called Publish, and they had a t-shirt that just said Publish across the front, really big, and I went, oh, that's perfect for me.
Yeah.
And of course, they didn't make them anymore. I was like, God damn it. But oh well.
Widge, I just thought you were being principled, because Oakley, if you would like Widge to start wearing your t-shirts, please send a donation. No, I'm just kidding.
Lots of money. Oh my gosh, like in Mystery Men, we can all wear, you know, at Dragon Con.
We can buy in.
We will wear any emblem you give us, as long as we're paid. We'll wear these suits with like Velcro that you could just put your, you
Wednesday,
know,
April 11th. She can't be shamed.
You had sex in my.
What that, John?
What?
Auto-play.
Sunday.
Be like Captain Amazing.
Well, I know people. I remember seeing news stories of this when I was a kid. I don't know if they still do it now, but like, remember there was a whole fad back in the day of like people like shaving emblems into their head.
Oh yeah,
their hair.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
If you did it like for Adidas or Nike, they would sponsor you to keep it that way for a certain amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
So I did that shit.
There was – well, then it turned into the phase of American cities changing their names to .com companies.
Yes.
Right, yes.
I did not hear about that.
Yeah, there was during slightly before, surprisingly, the bubble burst – a number of .coms paid towns to change their name to the name of company .com.
Oh, yeah, there's a really bad trend here. This is kind of unrelated in a weird sense of people thought it was fun to just add the word .com at the end of like a sentence. Like, yeah. You know, oh man, I'm so tired .com.
Yeah, it's like throwing in bed in at the end of a sentence.
It's really annoying.
Or Snoop Dogg.
Goodbye, serve.
Bye, serve.
Bye, serve. Pool time is 11 to 12 a.m. and p.m.
I know I didn't say it to you earlier on, but I totally hug you too. Don't think I left you out of that whole hug circle, serve. You get it. Yeah.
So I noticed
on sleeping.
A couple websites that they're kind of skipping over 2012 for movies and just going right to 2013. Why is that?
Who is?
I don't know. I was just looking at a website about, you know, 2013 films coming out. It's like, what?
There's so many big ones this year, though. There's so many big movies this year. What?
Avengers.
Avengers, Batman, Prometheus, Spider-Man. There's Total Recall out this year. There's The Hobbit out this year. Oh, there's a ridiculous amount of big movies out this year. That's only touching the surface of them there.
Yeah, and like then there's also Hunger Games and the finals for the Twilight series. And
yep. Sadly, I would consider Battleship as a tentpole movie, even though it looks like shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like you're gonna be busy with Way Homers this year, which.
Are you
gonna go see the final Twilight?
Men in Black 3.
Are you gonna go see the final Twilight?
Yeah.
No.
Widge, are you gonna go see the final Twilight? Answer the question, Widge.
No, I said no.
I want you to have not have seen any of the other ones.
Oh yeah, poor Mike Wallace. He passed away.
Brave, Pixar, that's out. Vampire Hunter, that's out.
Oh yeah.
The new G.I. Joe movie, that's out.
Oh yeah.
The Perfect Family, Kathleen Turner.
Did anyone else see the
Dark Shadows?
I'm trying to blot that out of my head.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, and Step Up Revolution. No, I'm sorry. I meant
American Reunion.
Oh Jesus.
That's out this week.
I'm looking forward to it.
Did anyone else see the trailer for Seth MacFarlane's Ted?
I did. That is the creepiest and funniest looking thing I've seen in my life.
You're good at sarcasm, John.
I actually think it looks pretty damn funny. It looks
funny. The fourth Bourne film is out. Expendables 2 is out. Let's see.
I kind of recommend anything that gets Seth MacFarlane away from the animated shows.
I have to say it looks funny as opposed to his animated stuff, which isn't.
It does.
The new Bourne movies out this year.
Oh, Frankenweenie.
Now, wait a minute. This is interesting.
The Avengers is out this year.
Apart from Finding Nemo.
I thought he was going to start repeating again.
Finding Nemo from September. Apparently, Dread is scheduled for September.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, is that the one with... Oh.
Have you seen the screenshots for it? There's been a couple of set pictures that have come out. It looks like it could be pretty cool, I have to be honest.
And I also saw that there was a preview. First, okay, I don't really buy into this whole trailer for the trailer thing. It's kind of sad. But I will say that the film Looper that's coming out sounds interesting. Did anybody see it?
I saw some pictures of, because they put prosthetics on Joseph Gordon-Levitt to make him look more like Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
And I think vice versa as well. They tried to like morph both their faces so they look the same. What's that?
You know the premise?
No, I didn't. I didn't know if it was just we were seeing like flashbacks of back and forth or what the hell it was.
It's that time travel. People have time travel, and what the mob will do to get rid of you is they'll send you back 30 years in the past, where there'll be a hitman waiting for you to take you out, and then. There's no evidence of you. You know, you're just gone. So they decide that they're going to, so quote unquote, close the loop and send Bruce Willis back in time to meet himself, played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt 30 years before. And basically he's supposed to kill himself and hijinks ensue.
That sounds like a mind fuck.
But if they go back in time and kill him, wouldn't they have undone all of the murders they've had him do?
It depends on the rules, Toughly.
Yeah, are we talking Terminator rules here?
Sorry, filmmakers. Sorry.
For Toughly, as your Uncle Tom said, the large print giveth and the small print taketh away.
Okay.
Also, Taken 2, speaking of which, October. Hell yes!
Tenken 2?
No,
Oh, that's the one where they fight the Street Fighter people. That's awesome.
Yes.
So yeah, this year is insane. It makes up for last year's lack of big.
Oh, November 9th, Skyfall, the new James Bond.
Jeez, that quick?
Yeah. And let's see, now we're into December. Oh, the Les Mis musical movie.
Moving on.
I could have sworn they already did that.
No, they did. Hang on. They did a Les Mis non-musical movie with Jeffrey Rush. But this is Hugh Jackman as Valjean.
Liam Neeson was in the...
Liam Neeson was in the other one, right?
Russell is
Javert, and Anne Hathaway, I'm assuming, is Eponine. So that's actually decent casting.
Eponine and Ivory.
Live in a castle in the sky.
Well, Life of Pi is listed for December 21st, although I haven't heard shit about it.
Jack the Giant Killer looks quite cool as well.
Yeah.
And the new Tarantino film is scheduled for the week of Christmas, along with a new version of The Great Gatsby.
Oh, who's in that?
I don't know. Let me see. Hang on.
I didn't even know Tarantino had a film coming out.
Yeah, The Django Unchained. Gatsby. Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh, it's Baz Luhrmann.
Oh, it'll be shit.
What?
Dude has a problem with editing. I know he probably doesn't edit the films himself.
Don't get me wrong. He does have a problem with editing. If you go and watch the uncut Moulin Rouge, it is a much better film than the cut one.
Because I felt like sick for the first 10 minutes of watching that fucking movie. It was terrible.
Hey!
It actually insulted me on a fucking base level as far as just how badly that shit was put together.
Piranha 3DD.
3D. Do you have to pronounce? You not pronounce the 3DD?
3DD.
It's supposed to be 3DD. Yes.
Whatever. It's supposed to be more boobs in it. So you know.
There's no Mega Shark movie this year, unfortunately.
Really? Not even on video?
I don't know. Maybe.
But yes, 2012, very large year. Now what is
ladies?
What is, hang on, what is next year? What is, well, if I could back up a little bit.
Well, Superman's next year, I know that much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Wicker Tree, holy crap.
Let's see.
Is that a sequel to The Wicker Man?
I think.
It's a redo/sequel.
Something.
Oh, like The Thing?
Monsters, Inc. 3D comes out in January of next year. I'll tell you when I get to something else. Oz the Great and Powerful comes out in March. Jack the Giant Killer is also March. The Host by that Twilight chick is in March.
Is that a remake of that Korean The Host movie?
No, it's a alien invasion thing she wrote. New Percy Jackson movie in March. Jesus Christ, the Evil Dead remake, April.
Oh, Scary Movie 5? Holy crap.
Iron Man 3 is scheduled for May.
Yeah!
Star Trek 2 is scheduled for May.
Yeah!
Oh, World War Z finally.
Yeah!
Lone Ranger for May.
Ooh.
I know, which looks kind of terrifying. Yeah, World War Z is June.
Monsters University,
which is the Monsters, Inc. sequel.
Oh, I liked Monsters, Inc.
Despicable Me 2 is July.
I liked Despicable Me.
Oh, Pacific Rim. Now we're talking.
Sequel to Skyrim?
No, that's the fucking Guillermo del Toro giant monster movie Godzilla-esque thing that he's doing.
We haven't had one of those in forever.
Apparently they're releasing Jurassic Park in 3D.
Whoa,
time the fuck out.
What?
Time out.
What, huh?
There's listed a Dirty Dancing again, a sequel. Did they already do that, or was that a sequel?
No, that was
a remake.
So this is a remake.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a remake.
It is. Oh my
it's
god!
A remake, first one.
Yeah.
They also still show the Wolverine as for July, but I don't. They don't have a director right now, so that's not.
It's not. Darren dropped out.
Yeah.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah, he dropped out
for the earthquakes.
Yeah.
But no, I thought I saw something recently about that. Hold on.
RoboCop remake in August.
And apparently Iron Man 3 is based on the Warren Ellis miniseries.
Really?
Years back, yeah.
It's Extremis, yeah.
Oh, I got Bad Santa. I liked the Bad Santa.
Little Mermaid 3D is September of next year.
James Mangold is down as the director of The Wolverine at the moment.
What has he done?
Looking up his IMDb page now. 310 to Yuma, Girl Interrupted, Copland, Walk the Line.
Copland. Ugh.
Night and Day, Identity. Kate and Leopold's. That must be where he met Hugh Jackman. Not a lot, I'll be honest, but the 3 Tons of Humor was supposed to be good, right?
That's what I heard. Let's see, Walking with Dinosaurs, October. Apparently they're doing a feature film of that.
Oops.
Oh, Ender's Game, November. Thor 2 is November.
Yeah!
Hunger Games 2 is November.
Yeah!
And The Hobbit 2 is December.
Yay! Hobbit.
There's something for everybody. Hi, Rob.
Hello.
Hey, Rob.
Rob. Hi.
Well.
Hey, Rob.
Thanks for calling in, Rob.
Hey, now.
Welcome to MovieCast. Hey, we did that joke earlier.
Looks so funny.
I know it is.
Well, we have to talk about movies coming out because there's no Geek TV on really at the moment.
No, I know. Last couple of weeks.
I will say this. I am catching up on Game of Thrones because I never finished season one because there was other stuff to watch and I'd already seen it because I've read the book. But I will say this. Charles Dance for the win.
Oh my God, yeah. Now you're still on first season? Yeah. Oh my God, I love that father to son talk while he's like skinning a deer. That's awesome.
That is. Here's the thing. What I remember Charles Dance for is Sardo Numspa from The Golden Child. I fucking love that movie, and I will fight anyone who says otherwise. But
it's no Casablanca.
Well, no, it's not. But just to see him in just full on pissed off, angry mode. Because he's played so many other things, and he was like nice and Alien Cubed and all this shit. So to see him playing a heavy again, it was like, oh yeah, well done. I'm like, whoever did the casting for fucking Game of Thrones, I just want to buy them beers, lots and lots of beers, because it's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still sort of trying to get through season one.
Yeah, me too.
You say that as though it could not work.
I think it's so difficult.
No, it's actually easier to get through than the novels, which for me isn't much difference, but I am slowly getting through the episodes. So.
Now, has anyone watched the show but not read the novels here?
That would be me.
That would be me, too. I've only gotten halfway through the first book.
Yeah, that's where I'm at now. I was going to read the books and then watch it, but we're so close to time now, I'm saying fuck it.
And just because everyone I know has said that the TV show is the book, so there are no surprises between the TV show and the books, so I'm just, yeah.
It's easier to watch the TV show.
It's easier to watch the TV show.
Well, no, I will say this. You get a lot of additional detail and depth going on with the books, obviously.
Yeah.
But I would still recommend reading them.
Okay.
They're really good. But yeah, I'm catching up on it, and I am so far quite pleased.
I like the visual style. I didn't quite imagine the visual style as being what it was going to be when I started reading the books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
And the fact that George Martin is on the he's co-executive producing, basically. They've got him there to consult, so it's got to meet with some approval there.
So that kind of leads to a bit of a question, because we've seen what happens when the person who's actually involved with the thing has a position or at least some sort of control over the product, the televised product. Do you see that happening as a trend a bit more, or is that just exclusive to Kirkman? And
well, I think Kirkman, it was part of his deal.
Yeah. It's creator owned. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and also with Martin, remember that Martin started in television.
Yeah, he was the script editor for New Twilight Zone. I know at least.
And he was the producer for Beauty and the Beast, which is where he met Roy Dotrice, who reads the audiobooks.
Okay.
So no, he got his start in television. I'm not surprised that he didn't have that as part of his deal. So no, I think for fully creator owned stuff, you could have them in some sort of producer capacity, but I also think it's a matter of how involved do they want to be? Because I can see everyone sees comic books as a way of moving into something else. So I can see Kirkman saying, yeah, really, I want to get on board this train, because now he's got producing credit and writing credit, and eventually I would be surprised if he didn't have directing credit, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, Martin the same way. So I mean, it depends on the product, you know. It depends on what's being transferred over.
Yeah. But I also think it depends on the person too. If they are a hands-on creator, that's great. But there's some people just like, I don't give a shit. Have a good time. Like I'm told Alan Moore. Yeah.
we're so on the same page, Rob.
That's not necessarily a bad thing. I'll take that as a compliment.
Yay!
You shouldn't.
Hey.
But yeah, no, I know Brian Lee O'Malley had a little bit of input into the Scott Pilgrim movie, but I think that was because Edgar Wright kind of pushed for that. He kind of wanted them involved. So, because I know that's like, it was actually his doodle that they hold up to the camera for when he's asking like the girl with his hair. So yeah, it's nice when they are involved, and I think it probably helps. I don't know if necessarily it's going to be a trend, because it depends on who buys it, too, you know? Like, there's some companies who won't let the person get involved either.
Yeah.
Don't touch your book.
Well, it also, too... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, please, go ahead.
Well, it also, too, the climate's changed, whereas now a network knows that if they bring George R. R. Martin into Game of Thrones to produce it, that not only are they just getting him on the set for realism and things, but he's bringing his whole base of people with him, in theory. Remember, these are advertising and marketing people. But in theory, he's going to bring all their people with him, all his people with him, and then they will look at the ads and buy ads in the world of commercial television. That's kind of what some of their thinking is with it, with creative people being involved, so...
So what else is there? I mean, what other geek TV is coming up that you guys watch? Because I come to it late.
Well, Person of Interest is getting interesting, but I think John and I are the only people who care.
Probably.
I got into Grimm.
Grimm rocks.
I like Grimm. Grimm is fun, yeah. I like
Grimm. I have to say I kind of got lost halfway, and it wasn't like...
On Grimm?
No, really? on Person of Interest.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't the fact that I got lost in the plot. I just sort of stopped caring. kind of right in the middle of the season, because there were some really dull episodes right in the middle.
I don't think we got that show. Yeah. What was that like? What was the idea for it?
There was this basically, it's very, very interesting. In fact, he's the Dos Equis guy.
Basically, it's Ireland. And they can see everything that you're doing. And, yeah, that's about it. No, it, basically, it's this guy. He has a supercomputer. And he's gets Jesus Christ to come over and help him solve crimes and save people.
And kill people.
And kill people, too.
Randomly.
Deserving people.
Random's always good.
And continue to talk in the same constant monotone for 60 minutes.
But it's interesting that he mumbles. But it's interesting that the computer only picks numbers in New York.
That is very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, because it would be like the A-Team if it was like that. This week we're sending you to Acapulco to stop a murder.
Wait a minute.
Where murder occurs every 5 minutes.
So exactly.
They're
going
to be busy.
Let me make sure I understand. They have to break the computer out of an asylum every episode. Is that?
Yes, that's basically it.
Yes.
They put it on roller skates and skateboards.
All right.
Radical.
Yeah.
But I get that way a lot.
Dude.
Have they canceled Fringe yet? Does anyone know?
No, they have not. They've renewed it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, great.
So what show out of that has been off the air for the last 5 years should be remade?
God.
Should be remade?
The A-Team?
Sure. I don't know. Aren't they thinking of doing rebooting Buffy?
Well, I know that I know Universal was thinking about rebooting Galactica as a movie series, just not using the television series as a base point.
Do you think that would work? I mean,
I know.
would anyone take a new Star Trek series?
Well, you could do it now because technically you've erased the other 4 shows.
Right.
Well, not erase them. Simply created an alternate universe. The beauty of the
No. That was an eraser job.
The way it was explained to me.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was involved.
I know.
Well, hang on, Tuffley. The beauty of the beauty of what they did in the Star Trek film was that now you can continue to do novels or whatever else, anything that you want to do that you can do that's still based in the Star Trek Prime universe, and nobody can say shit. Because, well, we didn't erase them. They're still there. And that is fucking brilliant. Amazing that somebody understood, you know, we are working in a genre where we can get away with this shit. Why don't we just do it?
And it's interesting because, and Rob, you may know something about this, but they're actually coming out with like a Doctor Who Next Gen thing.
Oh.
And this is an officially sanctioned thing.
So who's playing Wesley?
It's a comic book crossover from IDW.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like they were doing like a new start, like a new TV show, like Doctor Who, but like next gen.
It's the Adventures of Rassilon. That's where they give Timothy Dalton a job.
IDW has has the publishing rights for both franchises, so they managed to get clearance to do this.
I do have an update.
Yeah.
Fringe has not been announced yet. In fact, Fringe and Alcatraz sucks.
Oh my god, that's a horrible show.
We're left off of the announcement they just made today. Here's what they're renewing.
Did they keep Touch?
I'm sorry.
Well, I would hope so, because Touch is actually really good. I've enjoyed it.
So we have to see if it can outlive the cringe curse of
They didn't mention it. But they brought back Raising Hope, which I'm not exactly sure why. Maybe it's cheap to make. It must be cheap to make. They brought back Glee, Raising Hope, and New Girl was announced today as being renewed. New Girl I like. It's cute. Glee, I'm over some about 2 seasons ago.
I'd probably give Glee maybe another year. Before it dies.
No, wait, Tuffley. Let me just and Rob, you can.
Why are you killing Glee?
hang on. You could speak to this as well. Surely the amount of money that they're making off of the music sales would be enough to keep that fucking thing afloat for a few more years.
The problem is, like anything on American television, if you play the music, you have to pay the production and the publishing rights. So not only are they paying the artist, but they're paying the publishing. But, so you're getting paid twice.
No, so like I understand that. But still, they broke that record that we had talked about. What, most number ones? Yeah. More than anyone else, like more than Elvis.
Well,
more
aren't they getting rid of all the cast, though? Aren't they getting new kids next year or something?
Yeah, they're all graduating.
Yeah,
next
year's
got on. thank you.
That's a different category, Rob.
No, that's an interesting point. I mean, I would think that the CDs would be a perpetual money-making machine unless, and I haven't checked the sales, unless they've dropped off, you know?
Well, they do tours as well, though.
They're not doing a tour this year.
Yeah, they're just doing a in movie house thing. What do you call those?
The Fathom events. Well, they have done tours, so I'm sure they made a good bit of cash off that because that's where most musicians make their money from. So Lord knows they must make a good bit of money off that too.
Yeah, but Fox doesn't make any money off of that, so what do they care?
Would they not?
And personally,
Fox owns the show.
Personally, on the tour though, I can't imagine they're making money off the tour.
No, it was a licensed thing, so they do make money off the tour.
Okay, and besides,
they probably make money off the merchandise.
I'm about to get yelled at.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just gonna say I'm about to get yelled at, but I've been enjoying Smash anyway. So
I was about to bring that up because I'm wondering whether Smash is starting to eat into that sort of niche market. Because it's probably, and I haven't seen Smash, so I can't address it. But
well, it's probably a little more grittier.
It's probably a little more grittier than Glee.
Yeah, but in terms of, it's probably like
people that would like Glee but want something more, I think would probably like Smash.
Yeah, my guess. It's on at 10 p.m., so that helps.
Well, isn't it on Mondays though?
It's on Mondays at 10 p.m. It is on separate nights. You are right, but
yeah.
But it's a more of an adult soap opera type thing than.
And it's weird, John, because you're like the third or fourth person that I've heard recommend it, seeing it.
Yeah. I also lived in that world for a while, so it helps.
Yeah. I mean,
you played Marilyn Monroe in a musical?
Yes, I did.
No, I worked at stand-up. I worked in a box office where they did musicals and stuff. And a lot of the, when you interact with people that were in shows, it looks like it was very similar to that. But in terms of being in the productions and all that, I'm not really that familiar with it, but to me, it looks like from watching the commercials, it's much more meatier than Glee is, whereas Glee just looks like it's really light.
It is. It has more of a, well, see, the thing is Glee's hampered by the fact that it's stuck in a school, right? So Smash actually kind of goes all sorts of different ways. And, you know, at first I thought it was just going to be it's going to be this one show about this one. No, it's actually about these musical theater professionals that are running around trying to put on a show.
I have the best episode of Glee ever, but it's mean, so I'm going to be quiet.
Well, the other thing that hampers Glee is the fact that basically the producers go, all right, you got a Madonna show, go!
Yeah, they, again, going back to, not to defend Smash, not that I'm that big of a fan, but I do enjoy it. It's more, the music is actually, they're actually, you know, rehearsing the musical or whatever, there's a point. And occasionally they'll break kind of out of character or kind of do a vignette for, I don't know what you call a vignette, but a montage, I guess, where the actors singing to convey some sort of emotion, but they don't do it like Glee was it's just obnoxiously done. It's like every 5 minutes there's another song.
Now the deal with Smash, as part of this project, and I wrote up on this a little bit before the show aired, weren't they actually trying to at some point release the musical that they are producing on the show?
Yeah. They already have a deal in place.
Yeah.
It might actually work because the music that I've seen thus far for it and the story, the book for it, not bad, actually. Yeah. I've been thinking, I would go see the show.
Because if I had read this right, okay, so eventually there will actually be a real play.
Yes. So, Toughly?
Yeah.
in the bizarre world of television,
yeah,
they do an episode of Glee where they have to sing Pumped Up Kicks, and it's their infamous Columbine episode.
Oh. Well, I know the Whitney Houston episode's coming soon, so it can't be too far away.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Don't take a barbiturate.
She was a drug she was a drug abusing.
Oh, wow.
It's not worth it.
There's no point in having a go at Whitney Houston for abusing drugs, because pretty much every rock and roll star that we love did it too, so.
Yeah, but I...
not Celine Dion.
But...
Although I wish she overdosed, but...
No. Celine Dion, straight edge, man.
Yeah.
Mickey Dolenz dies. We don't have a national holiday out of it. What,
I loved it. I mean, I could go in the record store and be undisturbed by anyone because they were all watching all the TV.
Earl Shrugs... Scruggs dies.
Scruggs?
Yes. Shrugs. Or Earl Shrugs. Yeah, whatever.
I know.
Dies.
Don't get me started on it. I know.
Nobody cares. Except
yeah,
like
but nobody
Steve
knows
Martin.
Who he is.
Well, to be fair, Aaron has a certain point, because the problem is everyone knows, if one, they don't even know who Earl Scruggs is, or they know him as the guy who did the things for the Beverly Hillbillies. They don't know nothing about Flatt and Scruggs and how amazing their musical catalog is, or what that music sort of did in terms of bridging, you know, blues to country to rock. I mean, it's, you know, or bringing back the bluegrass revival that happened in the 90s. I mean, a lot of people don't really, you know, but Charlie Newman died, though. Nobody paid any attention. So,
yeah.
I mean, there is a lot of that. And we'll probably, I would imagine, talk about this on the soundboard. But, yeah, I mean, to a certain point, there's all these people that go that aren't necessarily as well known that should be. I think Etta James dying, in terms of the legacy for soul, Black American songbook. Etta James dying is far more important than Whitney Houston dying in the big picture.
Amen, brother.
Yeah,
but you know, the other thing though, and this is what I was getting back to with Aaron, is that people in England and parts of Europe will understand Flatt and Scruggs better, because Flatt and Scruggs' first market outside of America, they did really well with Ireland, because they totally got it. You know, it was very similar. Similar roots in what they did. So, I mean, again, it's one of those things where the rest of the world has a deeper appreciation of our older American music than we do now. Not necessarily we here, but the kids growing up. So.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's... Like, Etta James, I know. I don't have a deep knowledge of her catalog, but I could definitely, like, you know, pull a couple of her songs out of the top of my head.
You could listen to At Last at any time of the day, any type of weather, any type of surrounding, and you feel better. Whereas you put a Whitney Houston record on any type of day, any type of weather, one, you have to be in a mood, and two, you're annoyed after 15 minutes.
Yeah, but when Etta James died, I was in work, and I just saw the news on the internet, and I turned to the woman who's in her late 50s beside me, and I said, Etta James died. And she was like, who? And I had to play a song of hers for her to remember who she was. But then when Whitney Houston died, she was like, oh, Whitney Houston died. She knew Whitney Houston straight away. So I understand that, you know, yes, Etta James is much more important than Whitney Houston. But unfortunately, Whitney Houston was just more well-known.
You know, if Etta James had just married Bobby Brown like we all wanted, she would have been more famous. I'm just saying.
You know what she needed was more crack.
Etta James is a whole other type of crazy. They could run a race of crazy. But to be perfectly fair here, when Aretha Franklin goes, her ass better be on CNN with the funeral as well. Come on.
Well, I would have to say she is recognized as the Queen of Soul. I would be shocked if she wasn't. Now, obviously, 13-year-old kids might not know who she is, as is often proven when the Twitter feeds come out whenever someone old appears on TV. When they ask who Paul McCartney is, it looks like.
But the fact that more people, I mean,
Paul who?
When people, well, like James, yeah, exactly. Well, he was in the Rebels. When James Brown died, for example, it should have had a huge more impact than it did. You know, the same thing with Joe Strummer, but that's more of an English thing than over here.
I mean, although I will say in James Brown's case, it probably would have helped if they had actually done the funeral when they had originally scheduled it and not interned the body at his house.
I'm not even sure if he's still in the ground yet. I think they're still fighting over him.
That's what I'm saying. I think the James Brown thing probably would have helped if they had done the funeral when they said they were going to do the funeral.
Yeah, and if he still hasn't gone in the ground yet, that is Rox's ultimate payback to Brian Setzer. It's in the middle of the night to bury James Brown in the backyard.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Sorry. But no, I mean, yeah, most of the people, like, yeah, I had to explain to like a ton of people, yeah, Earl Scruggs died. He was on the Beverly Hillbillies. Oh, did he sing it or did he play it? I'm like, it doesn't matter. I mean, they made more money off the Beverly Hills theme, that 50-second theme,
yep,
than they made out of 50 years of selling records.
Yeah.
So, it's really sad.
And that's the pause that refreshes every 15 minutes.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, so Rob,
I think we've had a record for pauses in this show.
I know we have.
No,
Rob,
we haven't.
So getting a yeah, that's true. It's because all the mouth farts. Rob, because of the we were talking about movies for this year. Have
it's
you
the
seen
lizard?
It's the fucking lizard doing the mouth farts. Have you seen anything you need to report back to us on?
Well, this is where it's going to get wonky because you actually got to see The Raid before I did.
Hey.
I'm not going to get to see it until Friday, and it sucks. I'm so mad. So, not mad at you. I'm just mad that I have to wait that long, which really irritates me. I did see the Marley documentary, which is interesting. It's just called Marley. It's a documentary about – well, you know, it's interesting because, like, I, like most dumb white kids from the suburbs, know very little about the cultural or history or traditions of reggae music. I like some of it, but after, like, 45 minutes, I have to turn it off. I mean, that's just – It's just the thing with me, or I have to be in a particular mood or state to listen to it for a prolonged period of time. Nonetheless, no one can listen to Legend by Bob Marley and not feel that this guy was a genius, right? So this movie sort of goes into his whole life, his whole relationships with his kids and with his families, and it's actually really, really good. I mean, it was nice because, I mean, it was nice to go to a music documentary and, like, take a lot away from it, which was pretty cool. And, you know, it's there, warts and all. It's not, you know, which is the other nice thing because when people do documentaries sometimes, they're very skewed. And this is very sort of heavy, even-handed in how it depicts them. So.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that in front of The Raid, actually, and it looked actually really good.
Yeah, and then first of all, I want to say this. It was free. Second of all, I want to say that when people leave a free screening, it's a bad omen.
And the movie was?
But Three Stooges was fucking horrible.
I guess that
from, like, now, the poster.
Well, the problem is, I have to say, Sean Hayes, I mean, it's not necessarily the three actors in it, because they all sort of look and have the mannerisms down at the Stooges, and Sean Hayes is actually surprisingly really pretty good in it. But when I heard that they were doing a Three Stooges movie, my sorry dumbass thought they were doing, like, a biopic about the Three Stooges, which would be far more interesting. You know, because they had the dynamic between the relationship between the Stooges is incredible, you know. And now they've greenlighted a Marx Brothers movie, so they're going to do this thing. They're going to do the same thing as the fucking Marx Brothers, you know.
Do we have to see a bit with the Marx Brothers and cell phones? Is that where we need to be with that?
Yeah, but
I did finally see the Three Stooges trailer where they had the bit with the phones. Was really, really, that was cringeworthy.
When I saw the cast of Jersey Shore and that, I knew I was done.
Well, the funny thing is, there was a New York Times article about the Farley brothers, explaining the extent that they made the actors go and do the bits. So to me,
well, if you're going to go to that, much trouble.
I know, but here's the thing, is just read this article. And don't see the film. Just read the article because it's
bleeding.
You can't. Yeah, you can't forget it. No. Yeah.
So
I said that. I said that the first time I saw the trailer.
Lux, it may be more horrible than Dark Shadows.
I saw the trailer. Are
you sure about that?
I want to see Dark Shadows.
I mean, there were people that there were, and the marketing for it didn't really work well because there were people that actually thought it was going to be a movie about the life of the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
Which was already shot. Michael Chiklis was in one.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, but they could redo that. You know. So, or just pick one dude to do a movie about him. You know, I mean, because part of the problem is that originally, you know, you heard they had Sean Penn and Benicio del Toro, and you're like, oh, they're doing a hardcore, you know, thing on this dude. And yeah. No.
Now,
they had Sean Penn originally?
What's that?
They had Sean Penn originally?
They wanted
Jim Carrey.
There was a whole.
I can see Jim Carrey, but.
They wanted. This project's been ongoing for years.
Yeah.
So it's like they'd swap out who their magic cast that they want in this thing.
Yeah.
Well, Sean Penn
Which
was
wants
one
Google
of them.
To buy him, but he ain't gonna get it.
All right, John, what the hell is this drawing?
It wasn't just a Dreamcast, Rox. It was the fact that, I mean, they were actually attached at one point.
Yeah.
Officially.
I know Del Toro was.
Yes.
Wow.
He acknowledged it during an interview.
Now, real quick question for maybe Widge and Rox might know this. Because I know a while back Scott recommended, I think it was actually the last time I was on here, Scott recommended Dark Shadows for the TV show because they were re-releasing it. Now, would either of you know, with the movie coming out, have you guys seen anything about maybe re-releasing one of the two Dark Shadows films? The earlier Dark Shadows films?
I bet those are next.
I don't know. I mean, what? There was one in, 72 that actually got an Oscar nod.
Yeah,
they had that. They had
two.
That on TCM not too long ago during.
Yeah, I know. I think there were two.
There were two, but one
House
actually
of Dark
got
Shadows,
a.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's House of Dark Shadows and Curse of Dark Shadows or something like that.
House of Dark Shadows got an Oscar nod.
Okay.
Yes. I don't see them like redoing because it's almost like a continuation. If you really watch those films, you know, there's no here. This is what, you know, it's not like they're replaying like the pilot. It's almost like,
it's kind of exists separately from the television show. So, but I was kind of curious because I would actually like to see, a re-release of the two Dark Shadows films, because that would be nice. Because I know they've been out of print, so I'd like to, because I used to have them, and my copy wore out, so I'd like to, at least for me. Just release it for me, really. Is all I'm saying. So
Rox?
Yes.
I know this will excite you as much as it excited me.
Yeah.
But apparently, when they released the first Doctor Who Peter Cushing movie.
Yes.
Right? They showed it in London. They had the premiere and everything. But BAFTA did a special screening for it wasn't a Doctor Who group because there really weren't Doctor Who groups at the time, but they had some sort of event where Cushing and two or three people from the movie were there and they were showing the film. Right? Mm-hmm. But what they did is they mic'd them and they bought a film with Sark Cushing and like two other people were talking. I think the guy, Bernard Cribbins and some other people were talking about the movie while it was playing.
Yeah. Oh, really?
There's a fucking audio of that somewhere. And I don't understand. I know. They should totally put out the first two Doctor Who movies on one Blu-ray and put that on there.
I would imagine those films are locked up in a rights issue, wouldn't they be?
No, I think they're out almost.
There's a documentary about the two films, but I haven't seen. Yeah. I think the two films. I think one of them is actually available for streaming on Hulu, but I don't know if anything. I don't know if both of them are available. I think the second one is, but not the first one.
What's weird? I mean, what we're going to find out is as we get closer to the 50th anniversary, rights issues will suddenly go away as people want to make more money. You know, but I think I've read that those are slated for a Blu-ray, so I'm thinking something got, got fixed.
Yeah, because I think that the issue was primarily with the nation estate.
Yeah.
Because I know the nation estate got the majority of the money for the original films and not the BBC because it involved the Daleks.
Yeah.
Because that's why they had – that's why it's written the way that it is, partly.
Yes.
So, yeah. And I was curious about that because I knew there may have been a rights issue with that.
And there's also – well, it's also too equity issue because it's based on a TV show. So then even though it's Doctor Who and the Daleks, they still have to pay the Doctor Who TV people, and there's all that crap too.
Yeah.
So.
I just found that interesting.
Yeah, I'm like, I really want those movies to get shown somewhere again, because people need to see them. Because I think it's the easiest way for someone who is never going to appreciate Peter Cushing's Hammer work to at least appreciate him as an actor is to see him in the Doctor Who films.
I wouldn't be surprised if they, like, turned up on BBC America during one of their film festivals or their film runs.
I don't know. It's black and white.
Yeah.
So. And one of them was actually color. One of his was color.
The second one's color.
Yeah.
The second one, Invasion of Earth, is in color.
Yes.
Invasion's in color.
But the first one's better. So that's the one. That's the one they should show, but.
Welcome to It's Sad.
And it kind of grinds to a halt.
Welcome to It's Sad, brought to you by Kodak and Facebook and Google. And you.
Welcome to the madness.
Rox, are you happy to know that someone else liked Land of the Lost?
Yes. Yes, that was a great film. It was funny.
Wait,
did you see it? Did you even see it, Rob?
Another person?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah,
no, Harlan Ellison liked it.
Yeah, but he's been on drugs for the last 30 years, so I don't think he counts.
So is Rox.
I don't do drugs.
Well, you did see a lizard, and you did make it talk earlier, so.
That's true.
John, remember, Rox does not do drugs. Drugs do Rox.
When drugs want to get high, they do Rox.
Rox, I sent you story ideas for the zine.
I saw that, yes.
So just let me know what you think of them later.
All are good.
Okay.
Yes, our audio listeners, if you want to become part of the zine for Need Coffee, send in your ideas to widgesocks@needcoffee.com. It'll be the summer issue. It'll take us that long to figure out what we're doing.
What if
it's trying to fall into place?
I have a question in the back of the class because I think I missed this announcement.
Rox and I are doing a zine for Dragon Con with other people doing it. But Rox
we've
and
been
I just talked about let's do a zine.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for like years.
I couldn't think of anything last year because let's just say I was a little busy.
Yeah.
This year I'm not as busy, so I can devote time to it. And I was at a yard sale Saturday where I bought a bunch of 78s from before the 1920s, and I thought, I'm going to do an article on the top 10 records from 1912.
Oh,
no
wow.
one else will care except Rox. So then I thought, let's use it for the zine. So.
Yes. Oh, and just so we know, a cynical 13-year-old told me that he actually sold an article to a zine. Which is
good.
They're
good.
Actually paying him. So his is coming out.
I actually thought that was Lee's kid. I am really stupid.
Oh. No.
Yeah.
No.
You don't listen to Help Me Rox then, do you?
Yeah. I don't think he ever calls him Lee's kid.
He will.
Yeah, eventually.
Well, it'll happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, digging around, there's a lot of cool shit that happened in 1912. I was very surprised.
So, yeah, so is it...
none of this getting together reunion bullshit either. You know, there's no Bo Brummel reunion tours or anything in that.
It's the anniversary. Oh my gosh, yeah, you know what we could do is put up a top 10 of, you know, music that was played on the Titanic. What?
It's My Heart Does Go On, right?
I saw this. Oh, yeah. No, I saw a list of this once. Because there's
My Heart Will Go On and Love Will Tear Us Apart, I think, also.
And so will an iceberg.
Yeah. But,
Beyond the Sea by Bobby Darin. I'm sorry.
Wipeout?
I have to say that the Fat Boys version of Wipeout may be one of the most truly horrible records ever made.
Oh, I did not know they did one.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure John's running to the soundboard now to find it.
He has it.
I believe it was with the Beach Boys, correct?
Not all the Beach Boys. They are very quick to disavow which ones were on it. So.
Actually, I think Brian Wilson was on that song, wasn't he? Because I know he was in the video.
I think he was.
Very famously in the video.
Yeah.
So that's the one, that is the one 80s Beach Boy thing Brian Wilson cannot separate himself from.
No. Oh.
John, how'd you find that?
Hold on. I pulled up a remix of them doing Wipeout and the Twist together. Hold on.
Wait, they did the Twist?
Yeah, yes, they did the Twist with Chip and Checker.
That's an image I don't need in my head.
Name is...
Yes, Google, all of this can be yours.
Hey, Tuffler, we forgot to mention when they were talking about the soundboard house on Facebook the other day that John is actually in the basement cataloging everything.
Yeah, actually, I'm watching the video right now, and in fact, yeah, Brian Wilson is in there, so.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Here we go.
Uh-oh, why are you bringing this up?
I just want to say, if you happen to make the effort to watch this, please avert your eyes. We wanted to party and
get a little rest, so we they wanted to party and get a little rest. I'm not exactly sure... They understand how.
Well, maybe they're not very good partiers. Maybe they think they can do both.
Well, maybe no. Yeah. Maybe we're just talking about like in order of things they want to do. They want to party and then have a little rest.
Or you know,
some of them want to party and some want to rest.
You know, it's possible they might be just a little bit lethargic. So their definition of partying.
You know, there's a way.
That's why they're fat boys.
Perhaps they're a little winded.
Yes, you can party while resting.
What I don't get is like, why the fuck are the Beach Boys on this? This wasn't their song originally, was it?
No.
What was this
at the time they were doing a new album? It was the guy who was producing Culture Club, and they were doing a new album with him, and that was about to come out. Yeah.
Yeah, first of all, to the Beach Boys, why do you want the guy from Culture Club producing your new record?
So what?
Exactly.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I know that that was the only record in the 80s because that was the, if I remember correctly, that's the only album in the 80s that Brian Wilson was a part of. And the guy who produced the Culture Club record, the first one, produced that one. And that was about to come out, which is why they were making all these appearances.
And also, it was right around the time that the Monkees had their reunion, so all the 60s bands were trying to cash in, so the Beach Boys were trying to cash in on that sort of wave of stuff.
Well, thank God you don't get that stuff now, right?
Oh, no.
No,
not at all.
Unfortunately, Aaron, it's all 80s indie bands that are doing that now.
I can't wait for the 90s bands to start doing it.
They're doing it already.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Soundgarden's got a new album out in August, buddy.
New Radical Tony record coming out.
Oh, yeah, Soundgarden, like, have a song on the Avengers soundtrack.
Yep. Album's coming a couple of months after that.
Yeah,
I think, I think they had a song on the Hunger Games soundtrack, too.
Soundgarden?
You're so hot right now.
Yeah, hold on, I'm looking it up right now.
I think Arcade Fire had the song off the...
Arcade Fire has one on there, but actually I think it's just Win Butler, but he's calling himself the Arcade Fire, I think.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. Never mind. Okay, I was wrong. I was getting him mixed up with Miranda Lambert.
Oh.
Yeah, and Taylor Swift.
Soundgarden and Taylor Swift, I could kind of see that.
Is there a Sarah McLachlan song on there?
No.
No.
Yeah,
there is a Maroon 5, though. There is a Maroon 5. Dare me to play it.
Aaron, there is a song by Sarah McLachlan on the Hunger Games soundtrack. It's called I'll Be Tribute for You.
In the arms of a tribute.
Or a widget.
I will eat the food.
That's a great
In the
movie,
arms
though.
Of Lenny Kravitz.
Just on a side note, Rob, have you seen the episode of Portlandia where Amy Mann is working as their maid?
Yes. That was an awesome episode. I
like
that.
They're like fun of Sarah McLachlan. She goes, hey, I know her. She's a very lovely person.
And like Sarah McLachlan's outside doing their yard.
Yes.
Did you steal from us? Did you steal from us?
Has anyone figured out why Lenny Kravitz hasn't aged in 20 years?
That it's the picture of himself in the roof. In the attic.
Cut off the dreads.
But like the dude is someone. He was on the Ellen DeGeneres show the other day. Now I was watching it this morning, and they showed a picture of him 20 years ago, and there is no difference. He looks exactly the same. I figure he's eating babies,
or boning Bonet is what you.
And people wonder why the Irish are bankrupt.
You're saying we have a recession because I watched the Ellen DeGeneres show? I think you're putting a lot of importance on my role in today's society, Rob.
How much would you take from Ellen DeGeneres to buy Need Coffee off you, Age?
Well, again, like a good 7 figures, but I don't want to be running it. Nothing against Ellen, but I just don't want to be running it.
Or Need Coffee.
Yeah.
If I'm out, then I'm out.
You know, I could see we can justice under an Ellen regime. We have a DJ.
Ellen regime. That's great.
the film fest would be a lot different.
So.
There'd be a lot more dancing at the...
There'd be a lot more dancing. Yeah, there'd be a lot more dance breaks.
We'd have a lot more moms in our crowd, too.
Actually, the uncomfortable pause would be replaced by a random dance break.
Now, isn't it Sears? Wouldn't we be sponsored by Sears at that point?
Yeah. Or JCPenney.
Yes, they'd be wheeling out Scott in different Sears outfits for the entire show.
JCPenney's thinking outside the box, by the way.
No, they're not.
Inside the box is a cat may or may not be dead.
Again, I want to know why the cat's in the box in the first place. And why is it in there with nuclear material? It makes no sense.
Because the cat's a Bond villain, John. The cat is a Bond villain.
Is it CeeLo's cat?
Is this not the plot for the third Garfield movie?
Yes.
Stop. Ow.
Because here's the deal. Because, as we all know, Bill Murray won't stoop to the low of appearing in Ghostbusters 3. But he'll drop Trow for a Garfield sequel.
Well, he doesn't have to do anything. He just has to stand in the booth, probably does it in one take, and says, done. Bye.
He was contracted into it, but also at the same time, he thought he was with a different director, which I think is a glorious thing.
Now,
I just love that juxtaposition where he won't stoop to the low of appearing in Ghostbusters 3, but Garfield sequels, damn it, gotta be in those.
Way to pimp your show, by the way.
Now, here's the important question. What would Tim Burton do to direct a Garfield movie?
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
Wow.
Well, I'm thinking it's not going to look good for Odie. Let's just put it that way.
Hang on. It's very obvious that you got to have Johnny Depp being the voice of Garfield. Or
yeah, where is he, John?
Or that guy, John.
Or Christopher Lee.
Whoa, question.
Hold on.
Hang on. Do you
Helena Bonham Carter is Odie?
Wait.
No, Nermals.
Nermal.
Stand by. Whoa. Time out.
No, we're casting it for you, Widge.
No. I have to ask a question. This will affect everything.
We're sending money to your PayPal. We're sending money to your PayPal account, so we're buying the show. Anyway,
Oh, sweet. $1.25. Here it is. I'm real.
We're on our way.
When you say it's five figures, we just send you like $5, right?
Yeah, five figures that Rox drew and draw something.
Rox, our
IPO is public. We're public now, people.
IPO. And for Rox, that means I'm pissed off. Now, my question is, would Tim Burton try to do it live action?
Yes.
Or motion capture?
Motion.
Stop motion.
Henry Selick to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's Tim Burton's Garfield, but Henry Selick's directing?
Yeah.
No, Tim Burton's Henry Selick's Garfield. That's how you.
I think Raquel Welch should be in this one. She was in a Hammer film.
So that's your Hammer actress, okay?
Well, I feel like Christopher Lee is the voice of Garfield.
Oh, God.
Wow. You know what, Rob? I would almost be tempted to cast Johnny Depp as John and then have Christopher Lee as Garfield.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that would be awesome.
I think those two should do, like, Waiting for Godot.
What, Johnny Depp and Christopher Lee?
Uh-huh.
I will say
listeners,
that...
If you Director ever meet Christopher Martin. Lee, if our listeners could, if you ever meet Christopher Lee and you get to, like, ask him to say something, if you could ask him to say, I love lasagna, just for our own...
Either that or I'm going to mail you to Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi, yeah. Friends are there.
Yeah, I know, but he'd launch into one time I was in Abu Dhabi on a film with Sir Richard Attenborough.
And Boris Karloff.
And you know what? You'd fucking listen to him because everything he says is awesome.
My God, yeah.
Actually, yes. It would be great if Garfield just randomly stumbled into a Christopher Lee famous story. Just in character.
And then this very fat cat arrived.
And it ate Gerald the lizard.
I just want to see him.
Don't eat me.
I do want to see how Moffat uses him, but we'll see.
What? Wait, what? Uh-huh. What?
Nothing.
What? Oh, you fucker. No, you cannot do that.
I'll tell you later.
No, you can't go on a fucking bombshell like that.
Okay, for listeners.
Don't forget.
Listeners, this is a fun little game for you. If you go back and you play the podcast backwards, you will have wasted 3 hours in reverse. It doesn't work the same thing as running.
Rob, you fucker.
Oh, my.
No, apparently... So in an interview, someone asked Christopher Lee, is there anything you'd like to be in? He goes, well, no one's ever called me to do Doctor Who. Peter's done it, but I never have. And then someone asked Moffat about it, and he said, well, I have a show he could be on, but no one knows whether he's talking about Sherlock or Who.
Michael Goh was in Doctor Who.
Yes. And that's part of his argument is that all the great Hammer actors but him have been in Doctor Who.
Wow.
And apparently he takes a ribbing from Derek Jacobi all the time about it.
Really? Oh, yeah. I'd love to hear that phone conversation.
Actually, I was going to bring that up. I was going to say he's probably going to be the master. That would probably work.
Go.
Or Rassilon.
Guys, Rox. Can you imagine when Christopher Lee finally does get in an episode of Doctor Who, the conversation would be like, yes, hello, Derek. Fuck you, Derek. Goodbye.
I know that he was unavailable. The reason why Valentine Dial was deep thought in The Hitchhikers is because Christopher Lee was unavailable.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
I'm still bummed we never got that sequel.
Oh my God, he was doing Star Wars, wasn't he? Fucking George Lucas.
Wow. I know. That's great.
Yeah. Bless you.
Fucking man.
Even though he was selling best thing in clones.
I think he's on the short list of people they want for the anniversary. I would be happy
to see him in Sherlock.
You know who Christopher Lee's going to play? Something horrible has happened to the Ninth Doctor, and that's who he is.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God, like Christopher Pike and Star Trek.
Yeah, that's it's like, what, Eccleston? You're not going to come back? Fine. We'll just go get, I don't know, Christopher Lee to play you. Go.
Wow. Here's your leather jacket.
Christopher Lee in a leather jacket, y'all.
Actually, you know, Matt Smith and Christopher Lee in a car driving across the United States would be an entertaining 2 hours of television.
Man, I would be in the car with Christopher Lee going to the store. Yes. That would be interesting.
Rox, you'd ride in the glove box.
Driving Christopher Lee.
Oh, my God.
Rox would take him out. Rox would take him out to buy a Zeppelin.
Yeah. Man, I'll buy you ice cream, sir.
Although, alternatively, I am kind of imagining Christopher Lee and Driving Miss Daisy now, and that's a bit weird. So,
you know, him and Morgan Freeman in Driving Miss Daisy would be awesome.
Yeah, I think casting him as Daisy is a bit weird.
Well, no, they'd have to change it around, but yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, well, we should probably...
Or a version of the version. Rox, they should do a version of The Odd Couple with Ian McKellen and Christopher Lee.
No, Sunshine Boys.
Oh, that'd be cool too.
Rox, here you go.
Oh, him and Christopher Lee and like Michael Caine.
No.
Oh,
hang on. What we do is you do a British remake of Going in Style. Cast Hammer actors in the parts of, what was it, Art Carney, George Burns, and remember the third actor. But yeah, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
See, Google, if you just give us money, we could not make that happen at all. Sorry.
I know.
Although,
oh my God.
When we do that remake of, when we do that sequel to Down Periscope, I'd like to have, you know, Ernest Borgnine and Christopher Lee do scenes together.
See, Facebook, you need us. We're idea people.
And I feel good ones.
It doesn't matter. As long as, you know, who said it? A bad plan is better than no plan at all.
It's all about ideas. Ideas are important.
That was a guy that was about to get shot. His name was Colonel Mustard.
Actually, you know, instead of a buddy movie with Christopher Lee and Matt Smith in a car, I'd like to see Idris Elba and Christopher Lee in a drive across the country car movie. That would be better.
Oh, yeah. Stopping at a Jack in the Box.
Follow that fleece.
So,
it would be awesome.
Idris, could you do me the favor of asking for some extra jack sauce?
Hey, is this a porn?
Oh, God.
I'm confused.
I know. It's okay, John. All right, so we should probably hightail it to recommendations while we still can.
Well, people are trying to bleach that imagery out of their head.
Brain bleach, ladies and gentlemen. So, who wants to go first?
I will.
Go ahead.
In another obvious attempt to make Need Coffee money, I will recommend iPods, but specifically iPod Nanos, because I bought my very first iPod this last week. I've always went with creative. I know, creative MP3s was all I ever really had before. And which I liked, but unfortunately with the Mac that I'm using most of the time, it became increasingly difficult to put songs on them. So, when my latest creative died, I just decided to convert, and I quite like it. It's tiny. It has a clip. You can get an attachment where you can wear it like a watch, which I think is fun.
I was going to ask you if you'd gotten the watch band yet.
No, I don't think I will. But I like the idea of it. It's kind of it tickles me. But I like to.
Can you buy apps for it? Can you buy?
No.
Not for the Nano. No.
Okay.
Yeah, but I like the fact that it actually has an FM radio on it as well. Because I do enjoy listening to the radio. Not morning radio, because that's annoying. But when we have a good rock station here in Dublin, so I usually listen to that on the way home from work. But
nice.
Yeah, it's good. And if you want to buy one, like I did, you can go to the Amazon link from Need Coffee and help Widge out, because every bit of money you donate to Widge stops him from jumping off that edge.
And by that, you mean the member of you two?
Yes. Just jumping on his head over and over again.
Now, Rob would actually pay me to do that.
I think Bono would probably pay you to do that too.
Yeah, true.
But that is it. That is my recommendation. Ding.
Cool. Thank you, Aaron. All right, who's next?
I'll go.
Go, Grox!
Over the weekend, I actually found a copy of Ray Bradbury's The Halloween Tree, and it was a library edition. And the cool thing about this edition is it's got the illustration by Joseph Mugnani, who has been doing a lot of stuff with Ray Bradbury over the years and stuff. So there are some really great pen and ink illustrations in this book, if you can find it. I think the little paperback has some of the drawings from this great man, and the book is awesome by Ray Bradbury. But the book is bigger, the library edition that I got, and the drawings, the reproductions of the drawings are fantastic. The cool thing is Ray Bradbury loves this guy so much that he actually used a portion of the illustration for his letterhead, which I actually have a letter from Ray Bradbury on his personal stationery. Woo! So pick up Halloween Tree, because it's a great story anyway. Also, I picked up Outcast London, A Study in the Relationship Between Classes in Victorian Society by Gareth Stedman Jones. It is the look at the classes, the structures of like casual labor, and how these structures were way back in that time. How one interesting thing is on how common law marriages were really proliferate, were a lot in that time period. The book actually has some really cool illustrations and photos of that time period. So if this is, I think, a college book, so it's more scholarly. So yeah, Outcast London. And I'm done. Dang.
All right, thank you, Rox. All right, who's next?
I'll go.
Go, Tom Light.
All right, got a couple of new records. I will start with the Magnetic Fields' new album, or their recent album. It's called Love at the Bottom of the Sea. It's quite a good record. For those of you who have been keeping score lately, they've been doing these themed albums based on certain restrictions of instrumentation or no synths or whatever. This is actually a first normal Magnetic Fields album in about a good decade that didn't have any of the restrictions on it, so it's quite good. So go for that. Also, the new record from Paul Weller is called Sonic Kicks, which kind of continues the line from the Wake Up the Nation album that was out last year, which was really, really good. So Sonic Kicks, awesome record. And right now, there is a Doctor Who book, and you'll have to follow me here. It's Gareth Roberts, who is the guy who wrote a lot of the Sarah Jane Adventures episodes. He's written about four or five of the New Who episodes, and he's actually filled out the Douglas Adams script for Shada. And it is being released as a book. The Kindle version of it is out now. The audio version, the audiobook, which Lola Ward and John Leeson are doing, is going to be out end of May. And the actual hardcover book will be out late June. But I've enjoyed it quite a bit so far. And he's seemed to have done a very good job with the channeling of Douglas Adams in this. But it's Doctor Who, Shada, The Lost Adventure by Douglas Adams. It's kind of penned by Gareth Roberts, with based on the original Douglas Adams script from the series. So I will go with that. And that's it for me.
All right. Rob, what you got?
I have, getting down to making it easy, the essential Earl Scruggs. You could get a Scruggs and Flat record. Yes, you could. But the essential Earl Scruggs, if you just want to sort of get a distinct feeling for him and his contribution to American bluegrass music, I highly recommend that. It is quite good, actually. It's pretty friggin' amazing. So, other thing I want to recommend is, I was a little worried about rocks for a second, but now I feel better. I have London, it's a book called London Peculiar and Other Nonfiction.
Ooh.
Edited by Michael Moorcock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it is.
He was abused as a kid.
Anyway, it's a whole really great selection of anthologized stuff on London and just London oddities. And it's really pretty amazing. And I'm betting the way this thing is set up that it's going to end up being some sort of film release type thing. I just a weird, strange hunch on that. And then the other thing I do want to recommend is, even if it's not something that you're going to necessarily make a point to read this week, at some point, it's one, in terms of being a book, it's pretty amazing. This week's the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic, which we're probably all tired of hearing about, but Walter Lord's A Night to Remember is just pretty amazing. In terms of being a book, it's one of those books that you read when you're a kid and you're like, this is awesome. And you read it and it's also just, pretty great. And, his style and his prose and the way it was written, really, the whole thing flows almost like a suspense novel, the way he writes it. And it's really great. So I do want to recommend, that as well. And then there's also a film version of A Night to Remember that came out a number of years ago, black and white. That's also pretty great as well.
Yeah, it had Robert Wagner in that one.
Yes, who would have known that Robert Wagner would be on a thing about somebody drowning in the ocean?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry. For this one, there's no sex with Christopher Walken. But yeah, no, I want to recommend both the old school film of A Night to Remember and also the book. The book is pretty great. I just read it this week again for shits and giggles, and it was pretty great. And then finally, the last thing I do want to recommend, I was watching Terry Jones thing on the Crusade again, which he did a number of years ago, which is really great.
Oh,
and,
that's pretty brilliant.
Yeah, there's a paperback version of a book that came out last year by Thomas Asbridge called The Crusades, The Authoritative History of the War for the Holy Land. It pretty much breaks down all the different Crusades and everything that happened in them, but it does so in a concise, sort of very readable, non-complicated, unbiased sort of way, and that's all I got. Done.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
This isn't the Terry Jones book, because he wrote a companion book to the miniseries as well.
No, it's not the Terry Jones book, because this came out last year, but I have seen the Terry Jones book. It's pretty great, too.
Yeah, because Terry Jones wrote a companion book for, I believe, that, the Crusade series, the Barbarian series, and the Medieval Live series, which are all very, very good.
Yeah, and I'm excited. Well, yeah. I mean, I get excited whenever Terry Jones talks about the Crusade, because he just lights up when he talks about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he just becomes almost a completely different person when he talks about it. You can tell that he's totally into it.
Yeah, he's very into the historical documentaries. He's done quite a few of them now. A lot of historical documentaries, which are really, really good.
Yeah, and he's like a recognized scholar in the field now too, which is pretty great.
And I also love, and it's out of print, and I wish they would put this out on Kindle, but they've got his book that he did about the conspiracy, putting together all of the conspiracy theories behind Geoffrey Chaucer's murder. Jeffrey Chaucer's Thank mysterious mama. Death. That is that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And the last thing I'll do is I'll pimp the fact that you can like my show Juxtaposition on Facebook. And also, as we get closer to the new season of Doctor Who, I still have the Doctor Who column on Geekotopia.net. And buy everything from newcoffees.com through Amazon.
Ta-da! Okay, cool.
The coffee is delicious.
Coffee.
It is your friend. All right, so John, what you got?
I don't have anything. Go to neatcoffee.com/Amazon. Right, which?
Yes, thank you. Weird robo cyborg John.
Thank you, Stephen Hawking.
That's a good dog, canine.
Nice. So anyway, yes, that's absolutely right.
Rough right, which?
Yes. What the fuck is happening? Anyway, yes, that is right. You can go to neatcoffee.com/Amazon, and we ask you, please, save that link and use it liberally or conservatively. We're not trying to get political. For when you're trying to go to Amazon and buy stuff anyway, do it using those links, and we get kickbacks. Now, we also have neatcoffee.com/AmazonUK for our friends across the pond. So, either way, no matter how big or how small, it all adds up and it all helps. So, my recommendation will be, I don't remember if I mentioned this before or what, but I will recommend that the recommendation and a kind of half apology is that Feast for Crows, which was the fourth book in Song of Ice and Fire, which is the basis for the Game of Thrones television show. First of all, the first three had Roy Dotrice as reader, like we mentioned before. He reads, and anyone who's an audiobook fan will know that, like, Jim Dale, you know, won Grammys for doing the Harry Potter audiobooks because he basically did different voices for everybody, acted out the book rather than just read it. Roy Dotrice does the same thing with Song of Ice and Fire. Due to a scheduling whatever, they couldn't get Roy Dotrice back for book four and asked a reader by the name of John Lee to do it. And it just wasn't the same if you'd been used to listening to Roy do it. So they have now re-released Feast for Crows, read by Roy Dotrice, who says it so triumphantly in the opening. But to be fair to John Lee, I am now listening to the audiobook of Perdido Street Station, by China Miéville, I guess. I can't pronounce names. You know I can't. Very interesting. He's good in it. So I think it's just literally like, being the guy who's brought in to replace, you know, your favorite actor, your favorite whoever. It's not quite going to work.
Basically Peter Davidson.
There you go. Thank you for the Doctor Who analogy.
You're welcome, Widge.
Thank you. But no, I would recommend any of the Song of Ice and Fire audiobooks. They are even Audible you can get through Amazon, which we get kickbacks for. So whether you do it through Audible or you buy it outright, they will keep you driving around listening to them for quite a while because they are very large. But they are excellent. So I highly recommend those. And also John Lee's stuff, because like I said, when he's not following in the footsteps of Dotrice, he's quite good. And hang on, let me look this up real quick. Because I can't remember this. Roy Dotrice, which I did not know, and I may have mentioned this before, I was watching Mary Poppins again and saw, oh, that's interesting. There's a Karen Dotrice in Mary Poppins, the girl in Mary Poppins. And it is, yes, it's Roy Dotrice's daughter. So there you go.
There's your inexplicable what the fuck was that about Widge Disney connection.
Hey Widge.
Buy me Google. What?
What was that about?
I don't know. I finally finished my beer. That's what that's about.
Well, it's about a bunch of kings, and they're all fighting over a throne, which is kind of weird for, you know, fighting over a chair. They could just go buy one. But there you go.
Well,
maybe they all really have to go to the bathroom.
The Westeros IKEA is closed. So anyway, that all being said, which it was, but
damn bastards,
but in a different order than normal. I think it's probably time that we should get out of here and get on with our lives and let you get back to yours.
Gerald needs to go to sleep.
Gerald needs to go to sleep now that Rox has adopted him.
Can we put Sarah McLachlan back on for a lullaby?
No. I think it is time just to play it safe. We're on Weekend Justice like we do every week. We should make up a catchphrase.
Remember, Google, this could all be yours.
So tired.
I could be yours for a nominal fee. A big nominal fee. Very large.
So
I'll get coffee and everything. I'll draw, man, I will paint a freaking mural. And I'll get Tuffley to help and Kim. And you guys can buy it. You can just buy it. Give us stock. We just want free stock. That's all.
By the way, Instagram, if you just want to throw us a few bucks, that's fine.
Yeah, we'll even use your app.
We'll even use your app. Unlike the other 30 million people that use it.
We'll even use your app. So do you like this app? No.
No, not really.
Pay me.
That's right.
This is the kind of quality entertainment that any budding media conglomerate needs.
Actually, you know what? I think maybe we're aiming too high to get Google to buy us. Maybe Webcrawler or AltaVista will buy us.
I was just thinking AOL wants to be a content company. What are they doing? Yahoo?
Is Commodore and Amiga buying companies anymore?
The creator of the Commodore 64.
I know. Sorry. Too soon.
Yes, bad memories.
Sorry.
10.
And thank you for listening to It's Sad. Join us again next week.
Line 10. Print. Meep. Line 20. Go to 10. Give me just a minute while I clarify. Hi there. Many of you know me as the half-assed engineer John on Need Coffee's Weekend Justice podcast. But what most of you don't know is that before I was internationally known by tens of people, I was a patient at the Sleep Deprivation Institute, known as NeedCoffee.com. NeedCoffee.com has provided me and many of you with hundreds of hours of therapy through engaging rants, dreamcasts, reviews, contests, news of the offbeat and cool, and of course, more information about caffeine than was really necessary. Why, without Need Coffee, I might have actually seen Starship Troopers 4 bugging out. Thank you, Need Coffee, for saving me from that fate. Now, all this goodness does come at a cost, so the fine folks at Need Coffee are asking for your help. Please head over to needcoffee.com/memberships to learn what you can do to keep this invaluable resource alive. Your contribution not only will allow for more great content and more chances to win free shit, but it might just save a kitten. So as you sit there, listening to this podcast, this free podcast, sipping on your $8 Café de Frou-Frou, think about what you could have done with that money instead. Sure, you could have donated to some worthy cause, or you could keep Need Coffee and kittens alive. Your choice. Visit needcoffee.com/memberships for more details. Oh, crap. Did I record that?
And here's Dakota.
Do we go to the lizard for the coda?
Yes, we do.
Sure, why not? That lizard help. Needs some WD-40.
Help, Rock, for strangling me.
I didn't touch it.
Are you choking your lizard?
No, he's over on the window.
Unless I'm not mistaken, that's a sexual reference.